And now, News for Gamers, Internet's Now radio program proudly presents...
The 4G Podcast!
Every week you're tuning in, listening to us ramble on about the latest in gaming news. And without further ado, let us introduce you to Zero Tolerance, Gambit's Con. Give Pepper Wombat to a special guest or two if we are nice enough to let them on our podcast, the N4G Podcast.
Yeah, that's cool.
Jesus, we should have a cluck off.
That's terrible.
Hey man, shut the cluck up.
All right, welcome to another week of News for Gamers Podcast Radio, the St. Patty's Day episode.
Here goes Flog and Molly.
Flog and Molly. March 17th, 2008. And in the studio, we have an epic show this week. We have NPD numbers, we have Super Smash Brothers, and we have five people in the room.
I ought to write a St. Patrick's Day song today called I'm Not Irish.
I'm Not Irish?
That'd be awesome. I'll post it tomorrow.
Sweet.
I should write a song today that says, we have more people in this room right now than listen to the show.
Oh, that's terrible. But with us we have, that you haven't heard yet, Killer Wolverine is back again.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
And then Gambus Khan is here with his tea.
Hey, what's up? How's it going, everybody?
My goodness.
Yeah.
We have Brian the Boogeyman Peterson back.
Hola, special guest or two.
Special guest or two. And then we have the Wombat, too.
Top of the morning to you.
Oh, see, we're not going to do that. The people in Ireland will get upset with us. Seriously.
And put the shillelagh curse on you.
The shillelagh curse. I'm Irish, so I can get away with it.
You can.
I can.
You only have to wear green tomorrow.
I don't, see, because I am Irish.
You sound like Colin Farrell.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you get benefits out of that. Of course, if you walk out into the sun during the summertime, you vaporize.
I do.
A pile of ash.
It's good I stay inside then.
So, he's like a vampire.
Kind of.
An Irish vampire.
Exactly. An Irish vampire.
Exactly.
Drunk all the time?
No.
No?
I just have shamrocks etched into my, you know.
There are worse things out tonight than vampires.
Like what?
Like redheads.
All right, but we're going to get into what's final in your console. With five people, I'm sure there's going to be lots of games overlapping. So we'll start with the Wombat. What's up with the Wombat?
Oh, swung around to this side.
Shunned yeah. again.
Swung a shillelagh and hit you in the face.
Swung a shillelagh around the room and hit
wow.
you. We're playing
there,
spin the shillelagh.
There went our Irish audience. all three of them. Let's see, what have I been playing this week? I played Super Smash Brothers, obviously, which was probably the big one for most people. And it's a lot of fun. I didn't play the GameCube one very much. I did play the 64 one quite a bit when it came out. So Brawl is the first one I've invested some time in since the very first one. And it's pretty awesome, I gotta say. I didn't really get into the subspace emissary thing. All I did was mess around with the brawls and the targets.
We'll leave
smash
that to Gambus
like
Khan because he is all about the subspace emissary missions.
So,
oh yeah,
but I did. I had a good time with it, and I imagine once I actually start playing people online, if I ever decide to, that I'll have a lot more fun with it too.
Yeah, I know that we could all pass around our Wii codes,
but it's just so complicated
to play some brawl
damn
online.
Friend code. So let's see. That about does it for my Wii playing. Not that there's you know, a whole wealth of stuff to play on the Wii anyway, but I also played MLB The Show.
Woo!
Which is everything that I hoped it would be.
Woo! You finally got your copy?
Yeah, I did finally get my copy. So, and I really liked the Road to the Show this year because I like the fact that once you finish the game that you're playing, it tells you not only how many points that you earned, but how you earned them. Like, I like the fact that it tells you you got 10 points for having two or more putouts, and you had 10 more points for a single, and so on and so forth. Also, the controls are really, really good. It's taken me a little getting used to because I'm so used to playing it on the PSP that playing it with the PlayStation controller is taking me a little getting used to.
All those extra buttons.
all the extra buttons. And
you do have the same amount of rumble, though.
Yeah, true. True that.
If the PSP rumbled, it would just constantly skip.
Yeah, that would be bad. So, but I played a decent amount of that and had a good time with it. I'm looking forward to diving into it a little more here over the next couple days. On the 360 front, I played Bliss Island, which I'm sure someone else can comment on more than me. But
the Muppet Eater?
Yeah,
the Muppet Eater game?
The only thing I will say about Bliss Island is that it's something I imagine they would give away with Chicken McNuggets. Put that on the back of the box.
Oh, snap.
I also played Brain... What is it?
Brain Challenge.
There's so many of them that I never know which one it is. Brain Challenge on the 360.
It's a game just keeping up with all of them.
Right. So, which is pretty fun. I enjoyed it a lot, actually, a lot more than I thought I would. And when the generic CGI looking doctor popped up on the screen the first time, I'm like, man, this game is going to be asshole. But it was actually really good. So it actually might be one of the few live arcade games that I actually purchase. I might actually not be part of the problem and be part of the solution this time.
You might be.
So. And then lastly, on 360, I played Devil May Cry 4, finally. I got it from Gamefly and finally decided to take some time and invest in it. And it's good. It's definitely really good. I'm still not a huge fan of Devil May Cry, the series. It probably isn't fair of me to have expected Devil May Cry 4 to make me a huge fan of the series. But as it stands, it's kind of a... it's a really, really good action game, but I'm still not, a huge Devil May Cry fanatic. The only problem that I really have with it is that there's just way, way, way too many cutscenes, and I find myself a lot of times watching it and saying, "Why aren't I playing this?" Like if I watch a cutscene of a guy destroying a room full of bad guys, why aren't I playing it and destroying the room full of bad guys for myself instead of watching him bounce around and do it?
Because you can't do it from that sweet camera angle, and you can't surf on puppets.
That's true. You can, but I would still prefer to be able to take control of it rather than just watch a 2-minute cutscene of him kicking ass.
And you can't take a camera up a girl's leg for some crazy reason or another.
That ridiculous cutscene. It's like, look at this. Oh, yeah.
So, but that's my only gripe with it. And, it's not as much a gripe with the series as it is a gripe with video games as a whole, because I'm not a fan of overdrawn CGI cutscenes. I'd much rather actually have some control over what's going on than watch a long cutscene. But other than that, the game's really good. Control solid. I did have to change the controls a little bit because there's no way I could make right button lock on work.
You need left trigger lock on.
Big giant pain in the ass. I actually have it on right trigger lock on right now. And then I'm gonna see if I like that better or if I want it on left. And the camera can get a little wonky, but. For the most part, it's pretty solid. So
it's no Dino Crisis.
Dino Crisis didn't suffer from that. It suffered from the fact that every single level looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
So you get lost, like you're supposed to go back to the control center. It's all gray shit. I don't know where the control center is.
My favorite is like when you're jumping a platform in Dino Crisis and you're jumping towards the screen and then the camera switches and mid-jump to the other side and you're pressing up and you're supposed to press back to get across and you die.
Devil May Cry's got some of that too. I'm on the third stage now, and there's that part where you have to use his arm to like grab those things and go up in a circle.
Yeah.
And there's a special place you can get to if you go. There's like a secret area or whatever if you keep going up higher. But the camera changes, so it's hard to figure out what direction you need to point. But I still, it's really, really good. But as far as red orb collecting. Mostly static camera Capcom games go, I still think the Onimusha series is on the top of that pile. But that's just me. So, but it is really, really good. Definitely really good.
Sweet.
All right.
So,
excellent.
So there you go.
That wraps you up?
That wraps me up, I think. That's pretty much... I played a lot more Patapon, but that's getting pretty common, so...
It's getting common. It established from mentioning two worlds every week.
Well, it's true. We had done so good so far until you had to bring it up just now.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
And
There's downloadable content.
Yeah, there's downloadable content for it right
there
now.
There is. I know.
The marketplace.
I haven't downloaded it yet.
You should.
I should. I'll be the only
person. You can talk about it again next week.
Exactly. Yep. New two worlds. New worlds.
It's a good call. Wow. Nice. See what you did there?
New worlds.
All right, so now we'll move on to the boogeyman.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been here.
It has been.
There's that joke.
There's that joke. Every week.
What have I been playing? Of course, you know, I anticipated, waited, and finally I'm playing the show, of course, much
Yay.
Like the Wombat. with the Road to the Show mode, I have to say that it's absolutely great, but it's very, very hard.
It is very, very hard.
I'm not very successful, so I gave up and started my franchise. I was going to wait until spring training was over so I could have the final roster update for the year.
Right.
I can't do it.
Yeah, no.
I went ahead and I've already beaten my spring, and I'm into my actual season now. And I love the fact that now you can see the progress of your particular person at bat, whether he's hot, cold,
yeah,
or in the
absolutely.
Medium right now. That way you can try to get your guy out of a slump or
right.
see how well they're doing. That way if you're in a critical situation, you got your guy in a slump, you might want to pinch hit for him no matter who he is, even
right.
if it's somebody like Albert Pujols. But absolutely enjoying the game. There's just a lot more in depth. I mean, granted, it's you know, a lot of people are going to say, well, it's great and it's beautiful, but it's more of the same, which it is.
Right.
But that's a good thing.
Right. It
because
is a good thing.
Basically, you know, the show wasn't broken ever.
Right.
And now you got a very pretty version of the show now with now a lot more stats. Something that I was always envious of 2K players because
right.
they had all that in-depth analysis, like the pitcher and batter analysis, where you can see the last 25 pitches that
right.
this one particular pitcher did against this particular player. So you know how he usually pitches to this one guy. Just I'm a total stat and a total baseball fan, so this is like just makes me extremely happy. So
indeed.
Obviously playing a lot of the show, that's been a lot of my time, but I was actually riddled with the flu on Tuesday and Wednesday. So, again, I don't know why I just keep getting this crazy bug that just keeps coming back and haunting
me. Because
you
work in retail?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's also this crazy weather changing,
yeah.
too. 60 degrees in a snowstorm and then back to, you know, it's 50 right
yeah.
now today. It's like, you know, no wonder nobody can get freaking healthy around here, but I think we're finally done with winter, hopefully.
I
so,
hope, yeah.
Might be able to actually, you know, start, you know, getting, you know, back
considering
into,
it's almost April,
yeah.
let's hope it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, down with the flu, so I decided to, I was down with the sickness.
But, wow. Stained and disturbed in the same episode. What the
wow.
hell?
Welcome to the New Metal for Gamers podcast.
So I decided to play a little late to the party stuff, so I did throw on some more Uncharted.
Nice.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people are like, man, does this guy ever beat anything? Well, you know, I do work full time, and I am a musician in my part time, and try to get my album finished. So, while it seems like I never finish anything, it just takes me a lot longer than most people. So. But
next week, Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, hey, I'm still working.
I'm
on
like
that,
I'm
so
like an hour into that. I still gotta get Mass Effect back from Tracy. So.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, I started playing some more of that, and I'm really, 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 really enjoying Uncharted, and actually gonna play some more of that tonight.
It's
on
a
top
fantabulous
of the show.
Game.
It is.
Played Smash Brothers along with everybody else. Can't say I'm as excited as everybody else because, you know, I was never a fan of the series in the first place. I guess I can see where people, I mean, watching people who are really good at it makes me appreciate it a little bit more, but in the end, to me, it's still just another button masher, and I need a little bit more strategy in my fighting game other than going around and picking up a hammer.
Did you play?
That's my strategy.
Did you play the Subspace Emissary?
No. And the problem is, I didn't own it long enough. But I can't say I didn't enjoy what I played. It's just not my thing. I did like playing this pit, though.
I'm sure you did, and then you didn't even get to get online and get your ass whooped by Solid Snake.
According to what I heard, Solid Snake wasn't that good anyway.
Yeah, I could still beat you. I don't need a good character.
Who's,
I'll say I can't.
Has everybody in here played it at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this real quick. Go around the room. Who's your character?
We can get to that later.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know you had it planned.
No, it's in the questions.
Oh, okay.
It's in the questions. It's good.
Anyway.
It's good.
But, you know, not to say I don't enjoy the game. I don't, you know, can't respect it for what it is. It's just not my kind of fighting game. A little too simplistic for my taste, so.
Nintendo fans' heads explode now.
Nintendo fan am cry. You can hear him right now.
But, you know, when I did have to eventually give that up, I did play House of the Dead 2 and 3, which, granted, it's House of the Dead, but it works really well with the Wii controls.
Do you have the Zapper?
Considering it's a glorified light gun
anyway. I do not have the Zapper.
Anyway.
I won't play for the Zapper. It's just a harness.
I have the Zapper, so when I get my copy of House of the Dead 2 and 3, I'm going to have to try it out with the Zapper.
It is awesome. It's House of the Dead.
It's House of the Dead. Yeah. You know, I mean, you either love it or you hate it. I mean,
I wish Part 3 had the Part 3 extras that it had in the Xbox version with the 45-minute preview of House of the Dead, the movie.
Oh. No, I'm glad it doesn't.
Also on the Wii front, I ordered last night because oddly enough, it's online only, and I have no freaking reason why. Probably because the Gottlieb collection was so bad, but the second edition of the Pinball Hall of Fame has been released. It's the Williams edition.
Nice.
Big thank for this. Anybody who's a pinball fan probably wants to find this. It's only going to be $30. Or if you have a PS2 and don't have a Wii, it's $15.
Wow.
PS3 doesn't emulate the PlayStation 2 games very well, and I don't want to see black bars on the side of my screen while I'm playing, so I got the Wii edition for $15 more. I mean, still, it's only $30. But anyway, big catch to this. There's like 10 machines on it, including the Black Knight, Funhouse, Pinbot. There's a bunch of just like great, great classics, and they're perfectly emulated. I was watching videos like on IGN. They gave it like an 8.0. Game Informer gave it an 8.5. So I mean,
nice.
This is probably the best collection of pinball games that are actually real pinball games.
So. Really? So when's this coming out again?
It's online only. It's out right now.
It's out right now.
You got to order it off the internet.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So.
It is odd. I mean, even went to like Walmart's website, went to Wally World's website, and it said in stock, and then it says online only.
It's weird.
I went to Game Crazy's website, and it said, you know, we don't carry it at GameStop.
So it's a physical game.
Yeah.
Disc and everything.
Yeah, it's a...
But you have to order it online.
Yeah, I don't
only.
Know. And thing is, it's not even in our system at work. I don't know what the heck's going on.
It's kind of like, remember crazy. The games that were Blockbuster exclusive?
Yeah.
Indiana Jones.
I think the only place I didn't try was Toys R Us, who usually gets
the
obscure
titles. One of those crazy subtitles.
Like, was that mouse game that they had for the Xbox? What was that mouse game? Toys R Us?
Sneakers. It was Toys R Us exclusive.
Yeah. So I didn't check Toys R Us. It's about the only place I didn't check, but I just kind of, after checking like 10 different places, I just gave up.
Sneakers. That game was terrible.
Yeah, it was.
So anyway, so by the time I get back onto another podcast, which will probably be during my vacation in 2 weeks. Woo, vacation. I'll probably have an update on how awesome it is. Xbox 360 side. Been playing more Guitar Hero. Downloaded the awesome Dropkick Murphys pack,
yes.
Which is really, really good. Because I just bought that CD like 3 weeks ago. And now it's good because I actually know the songs enough now that I was actually able to pick the songs up pretty quickly. And
yeah,
I'll tell you
three,
what.
Very good.
What was it? I think it's Flanagan's Ball. Yeah. Has like a really high score total.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I had like
the thing is,
400,
I wasn't doing very good at it. I was still only like 4 stars, but I was like 200, almost 250,000. I'm like, man, if I could perfect this song.
I got like 400,000 on that song. It was ridiculous. Just ridiculous on hard. I can't imagine on expert.
So once again, Guitar Hero offers another free. Free download.
It is free, but yet it still doesn't have nearly as much as Rock Band.
I don't know. I think Activision or whoever is Activision who's handling
Activision it handles the Guitar Hero.
Yeah,
franchise.
I think they're starting to wise up. Going, you know what? Because notice after Rock Band's success, we're starting to see a lot more stuff. We probably wouldn't see anything at all.
Right.
That's true. So. Guitar Hero 2's DLC was supposed to be the most DLC ever.
Right.
And it was nothing. Yeah. We got like 3 track packs from the first game.
Right.
And then you get like some crappy bands, and you're like, okay, well, we're done.
played Condemned. Got it. Picked it up last night.
Condemned 2 Money Shot.
Wow.
I won't go into much because I know this is something that Zero's been playing. All I have to say is wasn't a huge fan of the first one. I want to like Condemned 2 because of its being a big, you know, I mean, I'm the boogeyman for a reason. I am a big horror fan, and the whole gritty, you know, survival horror feel to it is really cool. But when I gotta take 10 swings at a fucking bum to kill him, it's ridiculously hard. And it's like, why is this so, you know, difficult to kill a thug? Yeah, I hate to come across a fucking boss anytime soon. I'm dreading that thought. But I'm gonna give it a little bit more time. Otherwise, I'm sure Killer Wolverine's anticipating me.
Indeed.
Getting sick of it, so he can bite off me. So.
I am.
The thing is, I didn't pay much for it though. So, because I had a bunch of like credit and everything left over. So, I think other than like digging into a bunch of old stuff just to. Play it to try it out, like Call of Juarez.
Call of Juarez.
God of War 2, I picked back up again, started playing a little bit, trying to...
God of War 2?
Yeah.
I heard rumblings that that's going to go, mumblings and grumblings, that that's going to go platinum very soon. Greatest hits.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Right.
So...
Oh, no, it's been freaking...
If you haven't picked it up, it's been a year.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
if you haven't
been
picked it up yet, you might want to wait just a little bit longer.
It's what, 30 brand new now?
Yeah. It's sadly enough, I have not beat it, and but that is actually... Nat and Uncharted are my two next. I gotta beat games.
You gotta beat Uncharted.
Yeah. Well, I gotta beat God of War 2. I'm such a huge fan of the first one.
See, it's I am just, too, and I need to finish it because I never finished it, but I'm waiting now to pick it back up until it hits that sweet $20 spot.
The thing is, and I owned it, and I got a pretty decent way through it, and then, of course, due to the, you know, unseen circumstances a year and a half ago, I had to give up my PS3.
Yeah,
which God of War went with it, plus my saves.
See, that's the thing with me is I got it, played it on PS2 because I didn't have a PS3 at the time, lost that save, turned around and restarted it on the PS3, got a real good way into it, then got rid of my PS3, and now I got my PS3 back, so I'm going to start it all over again.
That's
three
my
times.
Thing. Yeah, that's my thing. It's like it's really hard. Yeah, you know, I start playing, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I got to play through like, the beginning again.
As great as it is, I don't like to replay something if I haven't finished it yet.
I had to do the same thing.
Speaking of replaying something I'm extremely excited about, and I don't have to buy Zero Tolerance's copy, is...
Lost Planet.
Yeah, they got
Colonies.
The special edition of where the heck it is.
I'll tell you what, though. If you don't own Lost Planet, that is one hell of a package for $30,
yep.
Which we'll talk about that later. But, yep. I mean, the original, everything that's in the original and all that other shit, my God. My God for $30.
Sweet.
Trying to think of it. I finally started up Dragon Quest, which was another game that I had started, lost my save because of the PS3. So I'm like trying to go back and trying to, unfortunately, finish like 20 games at one time and not accomplishing anything at this point in time. So
that's the only thing that sucks about playing PS2 games on the
PS3.
Good
thing is I'm really not looking
over.
Forward to a whole lot that's coming out. You know, everybody's all anticipating Rainbow Six Vegas, but everybody knows that, you know, Brian doesn't play Rainbow Six Vegas because Brian dies.
Yeah, it's because you run
Six
out
Vegas.
Of terrors like Suicide Bomber.
There's no cover button.
Yeah, it's like there's a cover button in this game?
So, I mean, up to maybe, you know, Mario Kart and Grand Theft, I'm good. For a month.
That's the thing is right now is a great time because there's a drought all the way up through June. Which is
I mean, there's games
nice.
Coming out.
There's games coming out, but they're not like major releases. I mean, Dark Sector is going to be good.
Grand Theft Auto comes out
but
in
April.
Right.
But I'm just saying, you have GTA
April,
and Mario Kart.
Right.
So, I mean, but right now you have about a month.
And the good thing is, I got vacation coming up in 2 weeks, so I got plenty of gaming time to do because basically, besides opening day on that Monday, I'm doing nothing but like fixing up the house and painting and playing video games. So
that's life. So. It's a good life.
And probably get some more songs on my new album finished, too. So.
Cool. That wrap you up?
That is me.
That's a lot of games.
That's a lot of games.
So, Mr. Khan, can you match that, or can you
no.
at least...
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. Turok. I actually had to play a Turok. So
Turok.
I'll just say, in a nutshell, if you haven't played it, and you like Turok, it's probably the best Turok I've ever played.
It's not bad.
It's really not. Or maybe say best since the first and second one.
Yeah, the first and second one.
Yeah, which I guess isn't really saying much.
It's not saying much,
but
yeah.
Presentation's really gritty, really cool. Play control's really good. I disagree with you. I don't think it's as touchy as... I left it on default, and I'm fine, but...
Really? You don't think it's slow?
Nah.
Mm.
So.
I don't know.
But, enjoying a lot what I played of it. So.
You're Twitch.
I am
weaned
Twitch.
On Quake and Unreal.
I am Twitch, so, you know. Halo slow to me, you know.
Right. You're a
Twitchy
play
pool, Halo
man.
Or slow. Yes, Zang.
Whatever.
All right, Animal Crossing.
Every time. That's always the game, isn't it? All right, Mr. Khan. Are you going to have more sadomasochism this week?
Actually, no. I've only played two games this week.
Again?
And none of them were...
He's too busy growing that beard.
It's a full-time job.
I'm too busy growing a beard. That's it.
Looking
sporting.
Like Snake's a full-time job.
Yeah, he's sporting that solid Snake beard going on.
Over here looking like freaking... oh, God, what's his name in Death Proof? Stuntman Mike. He's going to go out and find some women and kill
them. He looks kind of like Oliver Platt right now with that haircut and the
little bit.
The beard going on.
Yeah. A little bit.
Okay.
So what you been playing? Which was the final on your console?
All right. Well, I've been playing two games this week. I'll start off with the portable one, PSP. I picked up Wild Arms XF. And it's a turn-based strategy game. And
on the PSP, that's rare.
Yeah.
I know, man. It's good. They need to release more of those.
It joins the ranks of, you know, Disgaea, Final Fantasy Tactics.
And I'll other news, I played an FPS on the 360 this week.
Oh. FPS on 360.
And in other news, I played a gimmicky minigame collection on the Wii.
No. Oh, I played Ninja Reflex, too. I forgot about that. Taking a gimmicky minigames. But anyway, sorry
to interrupt. Continue on.
But Wild Arms XF, it's pretty cool. I really like it. It's kind of like a mixture of Jeanne d'Arc meets Final Fantasy Tactics. Because it seems like the game is trying to straddle the line between the depth of tactics and the accessibility and presentation of Jeanne d'Arc. But it does not succeed either way. It's pretty deep, but not as deep as Tactics. And the graphics are really good, but I think Jeanne d'Arc is slightly better. It does not have any anime cutscenes. All the cutscenes are, you know, still framed anime artwork. And it's got a little bit of voice acting, but it's like so little that you barely even notice it. And it's got, you know, the signature Western whistling music and like all Wild Arms games has, like I can't whistle.
Don't ever whistle again.
Yeah, I just busted somebody's eardrums. But Wild Arms XF, it's good. It's a good turn-based strategy, but it's not as deep as Tactics, and it's not as well done as Jeanne d'Arc.
So basically, it's like every other Wild Arms game. It's good, but not as good as any other RPG.
Pretty much, exactly. That's
nice.
Here's the thing I don't understand about the Wild Arms series is why do they keep naming it with these weird letter endings instead of like giving it a full fledged number after it?
I don't know. Ask the Japanese.
Like alter code F or whatever that last one was.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why they just don't call it like, why don't they call it Wild Arms Tactics? That would make
call
sense.
Call Wild Arms
because
FU.
there's already too damn many games called Tactics on the PSP.
Yeah.
Be like calling something fucking ponies on the DS.
The pets.
Get it confused
no,
with
just
everything
put
else.
Just put a Z after everything.
Pets.
Yeah.
Pets, it's extreme pets.
Pets, but, wild dolphins, and wild tigers.
But yeah, wild I'm bears. Only about an hour and a half into it, and so I can't really...
Fucking BS.
I can't really look back and see, like...
Well, I got one.
The full scope of it, but it's good. I like it. It's Wild Arms. What can I say?
Okay, we don't need to
also yeah. It's like Red Dead Revolver in here today.
Yeah, but anyway, the other game that I've been playing, and everybody's been playing this game. I mean, if you're a gamer, you've been playing this game this week in some form or fashion.
What are you trying to say? I'm not a gamer.
You played it in some form or fashion.
you played it. Jeez.
Your form or fashion just wasn't as extensive as Gambus's form and fashion.
Anyway.
Super Smash Brothers Brawl. It is...
Da-da-da-da!
It is awesome.
He really just blew somebody's
yeah,
head.
Yeah, he just destroyed someone's iPod earplugs, man.
It just exploded into their brain.
Yeah, but I have to say that this is probably the best bang for your buck since the orange box.
You know, there's definitely a ton of crap to do.
That's the thing, is like, I'm always unlocking something, and I have no idea how I did it or why I did it.
There's so much crap to unlock, man. It's like, it's like press start. It's like, you unlocked a new stage. Holy crap! But,
Yeah, that's, I just turned the game on the other day, and it said I unlocked level 2 target thing.
Oh, really?
Turned the game on, and it comes
up.
Yeah,
it did that
like,
to me yesterday.
You unlocked level 2 target break, or whatever it's called. I'm like, what did I didn't do anything.
I think it has some kind of issues with the saving, because it did the same thing to me. Like, I turned it off and turned it back on. When I went back in, it said, you unlocked Luigi. I'm like, I've already unlocked Luigi.
That's weird.
And then it said, you unlocked the Metal Gear soundtrack. I'm like, I already unlocked the Metal Gear. And I started playing it, and all of a sudden it's like, new challenger, and it was Snake. I'm like, I already have Snake. What the hell?
I did like the little sample versions of the NES games you get to play.
You got to unlock them?
I tried to unlock one of those, and I think it was one of those. One of the things that I was trying to unlock, it said, beat level 2 of Target Smash with like 5 or 10 different characters. So I'm like, okay, I can do that. So I did that, and it didn't do anything. I'm like... like waiting for it to come up and say that I unlocked something, and it didn't. I was disappointed. So I'll have to go back and try it again, I guess.
But yeah, Super Smash Bros. Brawl, I have to say that the main bulk of my gameplay of this game is the single-player adventure game aspect of it called the Subspace Emissary Mission. And, dude, this is a full-fledged single-player action-adventure game. I mean, it is epic. Like, all capital letters. I am five hours into it, and I'm 43% through it.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
I haven't even started that yet. That's my... I keep telling myself that I really want to play that part, but I've just got so much stuff going on, I don't want to get into it knowing that I won't be able to submit or commit time to it.
So you guys got
to
talk me into buying it again.
And get this, the stages are so small. Some of the stages are literally like 5 minutes long. Wow. I'm probably like on stage like 28 or 30 or something like that, and I played it for 5 hours. So, I mean, the stages are really small, bite-sized stages, and they actually get pretty tough. And what's cool about it is it's a single-player mission, but there's certain parts, certain stages, where it'll make you play, if you got another controller, two-player.
Oh, wow.
So you could play co-op in certain stages of the single-player game, but it's like every other stage is strictly single-player because it's very... it's actually kind of story-driven,
really,
strangely enough. And another thing that's strange about this game, dude, this game has more CGI than your average Final Fantasy game.
Your average bear.
I am serious. Every stage begins with a CGI scene and ends with a CGI scene.
Wombat am cry.
And since I'm like 30 stages into it, there's like 60 CGI scenes have unlocked,
right?
And I'm less than halfway through it, you know. The other day, I watched all the movies that I unlocked,
right?
And I literally was watching for 35 minutes.
So now, how long are the CGI cutscenes a piece? Are they short? Or
really
are they...
short.
Oh, okay, that's fine then.
Anywhere between, there are some that are like literally a few seconds long.
See, I don't mind CGI as long as it's short. Like 10, 20 seconds is fine.
Yeah.
But when you get into like 2-3 5-minute cutscenes, that's a little excessive for me. So as long as they're short, I'm cool.
But the average cutscene is anywhere between 5 seconds to about a minute.
You know what's very interesting about this is this brings up a piece of news about people having issues with the game.
Uh-huh.
And you know why they're having issues with the game?
Why is that?
Because the early Wii systems don't read the dual layer disc very well, and Smash Brothers is the first dual layered DVD
for
the Wii. So there's, and it's not a problem with the game, it's more a problem with your system not being able to read it. And that's with the earlier Wiis. There's been a few reports of that online, which I find interesting.
Yeah.
That's how much shit is on that disc.
It is crazy. I mean, I'm expecting there to be more CGI than like Final Fantasy VII by the time I'm through with the Subspace Emissary mission. But it's really good. It's got a lot of cool platforming. There's some of the stages reminded me of like a Mario game, and then there's like some stages that will actually remind you of like Metroid. Hmm. Like not just how they look, but how they're laid out. And you fight all kinds of like cool stuff. You fight Rob the Robot and like a whole army of them.
Fucking Rob the Robot.
If anybody, some of the younger, one of the two or three younger listeners who are listening to our podcast, they probably don't know who Rob the Robot is. And
right.
Brief little history: Rob the Robot came out way back in 1985. Around when the NES Super Nintendo, not packed, Super Nintendo,
it was packed in with the NES,
right?
Yeah, it was one of the packs.
Right, one of the
they had a couple different SKUs, but
Gyromite.
See,
Gyromite.
Nintendo invented the multiple SKU.
They did, because you could get the what's called the control set,
right?
Which was just the system and one controller,
right?
And then you could get the one with Rob the Robot, which right. was like the premium, and it came with the Gun Zapper, right. and it came with
Gyromite,
Gyromite, right. and
Mario
like,
Duck Hunt,
Mario and Duck Hunt, yeah. So I mean, that was like,
God, was like back then. That thing must have been like a fortune.
It was
like $250, wasn't it?
It was something like $250.
That's
I think.
A lot of money to a 5-year old.
Yeah.
And I remember the box for that sucker was gargantuan.
Yeah, it was. Somewhere I still have. I didn't buy the Rob the Robot system. I had the regular one with just the regular one came with the system, the controller, the gun, Mario yeah. and Duck Hunt, and the box. I still have it somewhere. I think it's enormous. I can't imagine what the Rob the Robot box looked like.
Well, thing
yeah,
is,
my Rob the Robot broke on the second day.
That surprised me. It didn't work anyway.
Interesting thing enough, when I was got my NES, we didn't get the Rob the Robot package. We got the one that came with Mario, and we actually bought Rob the Robot separate.
Mm.
But interesting thing, we never got a game for it.
Nice. So you just kind of had Rob the Robot hanging out.
Yeah, he was just hanging out, and dude, when I look back on it, I'm like, oh, man, why did they sell Rob the Robot in a yard sale? I was like, man, I could have him on my freaking, like, dresser, man.
And he would be just as useful today as he was back then.
Yeah. Exactly. But he looked cool. And you know what's crazy? Rob the Robot was, like, the reason why I wanted to get an NES back then.
That's sad. Yeah, the robot who dropped dreidels. Play Gyromite.
Yeah.
You know, I...
Gyromite!
I used to have Rob the Robot hanging out of my house, but, you know, then the drinking started, and he wouldn't get off my couch, so I had to make him leave. As the police were dragging him away, I was screaming, "Don't take him! I love him!" It was...
Oh, man.
Was
that,
I miss you, Rob. Wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
R.O.B., man.
Yeah.
Peace, love.
Last I heard, he was living on a street in Chicago.
I saw him when I was
last
there.
I heard, yes. I kicked his butt in Smash Brothers Brawl.
And that's back on mode. Topic, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that concludes my fondling, if you will.
He fondled Rob the Robot.
Here comes the credits.
So that's why you wouldn't get off my couch and you drank all the time. You fondled Rob the Robot.
He had issues. He needed to see a psychiatrist. All right. Mr. Wolverine.
Nothing too much. Started school, so it was just weekend.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Congratulations
some
for going back to school.
There.
Thank you. I finished Frontlines.
You text people, you can like keep people informed, but you don't talk to anybody anymore. So.
Oh, well, okay, fine. I'll give you I got my A on my first test. I got 100%.
Yeah.
What class? Yeah.
It's A plus. It's just going for A plus certification.
Welcome to News for College Gamers.
Gotcha. Yeah, so anyway, I finished Frontlines. Not as good as I thought it was when I first played it.
I totally disagree with you.
When your squad just sits there and does jack
If you didn't
shit.
Suck, you wouldn't have to rely
I
on
didn't.
Your squad.
Wow.
Speaking of squad, I also played Army of Two. As I just
You see that? That was like a boom, boom,
Are
boom.
Are you just looking at a list somewhere and pulling this shit off
yeah.
of it?
It's not the fact that
I played so
I
much
shit
this last week, I don't remember it all.
It's the fact that it's there for a reason. I'm hiding, trying to reload. They're shooting. They ain't shooting shit. They can't hit an enemy. When I peek my head out, the enemies automatically shoot me. Like, no one else exists. It's the same way when I'm in a tank. And then at the final level, when you need them the most, where were they? Miles away in a building.
Arby's,
miles
roast away. Beef sale?
Probably.
Miles away.
So, miles away. Not as good as I originally anticipated when
Gold
I first
finger.
Started it. So, I got rid of that, thank God.
Wow. God, he's like God. So much hatred at it.
It's inexcusable.
You're full of hatred today.
Call of Duty I dabbled in again. Stuntman.
Call of Duty.
Played some Stuntman.
Duty.
Wow.
That's good.
Stuntman. I finally picked that up.
Stuntman Ignition. Don't say Stuntman, because then people are like, what the hell?
Well, see, I didn't play the first one, so...
That's a good thing.
Yeah. That's what
and you'll never play another one.
The first one was excellent, but it was too freaking hard. Yeah, you couldn't even get past the first level.
Well, this one...
You'll never play another one again.
I still think Chase Stunt Driver was better on the Xbox.
Ignition is a...
Remember that with the chick?
That was
a great game.
Because Chase Stunt Driver, you could actually... You could complete one objective at a time. You didn't have to beat them all to clear the level.
I love Chase Stunt Driver. Very underappreciated game.
Very. Anyways.
Ignition is a lot of trial and error.
Yeah. It's the way the first one was as well.
But it's not as hard as the first one. They give you a lot more leeway. The first one, if you missed one thing, you were
done. You had to start all over.
Cut!
I think, actually, that's why I lost the controller.
Nightmares.
We were talking about this yesterday. I think I lost the controller to Stuntman, thinking back on that. So
your anger cost you $50 a pop.
Yeah, whatever.
Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to the dark side.
Whatever.
I'm in Soul Calibur.
Kill the Wolverine.
But only for Xbox 360.
Killer Wolverine's anger leads to damaged drywall.
Dun, 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 dun.
Jesus, what else did I play?
Maybe Killer Wolverine broke my ceiling.
Oh, God. I don't know. I watched Condemned being played. So hurry
Which is
up
almost
with that.
More fun than
it's more fun than actually playing it.
I played a couple rounds of Smash Brothers.
What do you think?
It got confusing when the camera pans out when there's four characters on the screen. I was like, where am I? And
yeah, it does get a little bit confusing. I have to say this. If you've only played the Versus mode or Classic mode of Smash Brothers, it's like the equivalent of only playing Team Fortress in the orange box.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
See, you're going to make me buy it again.
It's freaking awesome.
I hate you, Jason.
The GambusCon hype train is on full route.
The hype train.
You know what? I started trying to play the home run thing, too, where you punch the sandbag as far as you can get it.
Yeah.
And I realized something very important, that I am absolutely terrible at the home run game.
Same
here. Terrible at the home run game.
I'm terrible at
it, too. You've got to beat the hell out of the bag before you hit it. And then you have to time it so that you hit it right when the timer runs out.
My problem was I kept hitting it or whatever, and then I'd do something on accident, and I'd end up on the other side of the bag. So I'd have to come back to the other side of the bag and try and... it was bad.
Well, the best character to use is Yoshi.
Yoshi?
Yeah, because he has a move that just consistently hits the bag over and over, and the more damage you do to it, the further the bag's going to go.
Yeah.
So.
I hate Yoshi.
Gotcha. Yoshi was one of the people I did the target smash with.
I don't like
and
Yoshi.
And he wasn't as bad.
I like Yoshi.
Yoshi!
What?
His little egg roll attack is the bomb.
Hey, you'd be annoying too if you got punched in the head every time somebody wanted you to eat something.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, eat the spaghetti.
What?
Punch you in the head. Do you play anything else?
Yeah. Go
Continue
on. Sorry we sort of ran away with your fondly.
A little bit of Rainbow Six getting ready for... What is it? Wednesday? Comes Tuesday. Out. Six?
We're good at Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Vegas 2, baby.
Vegas 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
I still haven't decided if I'm getting it or not.
I watched MLB being played.
So you're watching
Don't
all
shake
these
your head at me.
The show or 2K8?
No, 2K8.
Oh, okay. Okay.
How about... Right. No.
That's all I got to say about that game.
What's up with all these... I watched something being played...
Well, I don't have a Wii, for one. And I couldn't buy Condemned because I'm still out of a job. And I don't care about baseball that much. I just, instead of playing it, I'd rather watch it. I don't know.
Wow.
That right there is the greatest quote from this.
Welcome to News for Watchers, Internet Podcast Radio.
But the one that I was anticipating.
He's a big fan of Spectator Mode.
Spectator Mode.
Army of Two.
Army of Two.
Army of Two. Not disappointing. I like it a lot. I know a lot of people were disappointed. So
not disappointed.
I wasn't.
Kill Wolverine from N4G.com says, not disappointed.
There's a lot of disappointed people out there with it, and I'm not.
I don't think anybody was disappointed. I think everybody just realized that the game is only meant to be played co-op.
No.
I think that's what it is.
I play the single player. It's not bad. The AI is your partner.
But after you play it co-op, do you want to play it single player?
I do.
Why?
Wow.
Well, you get your money accumulates for one, so you can get
I can just keep accumulating money in co-op.
So...
Well,
I don't know. I enjoy the both versions. I mean, you got two different saves, which is nice. So if you do want to dabble in single player, it's fine. So I don't know. I've enjoyed.
I would
both.
Love to play a co-op, but the person I would play a co-op with, I
sold
my guys
all
my copy.
Thank you, $25 army too.
Oh well, that hurts me right here. You know, he's not the only one that has it. What the fuck?
I didn't know you had it.
Bullshit!
You have a job.
How you gonna play Army of Two when you don't got a job?
The only game you owned the last time I talked to you was Burnout Paradise.
And that was the first game you'd had since Crickets.
Rock Band.
Crickets, yeah, Rock Band.
Which I played that and Guitar Hero 3. The Dropkick Murphys.
Dropkick Murphys.
So. But Army of Two, loving it. Wanting to beat it.
What's up with what is that Beethoven song on Rock
Band? I don't know, but is it Beethoven's Cock? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
It's gotta be.
It's got the stars after it. It's Beethoven C star star star.
Right.
And I've never heard of the song. I mean, it could be the other one.
Right. It could be the other.
I didn't know Beethoven rolled that way. But you know, I don't know. If somebody knows, just tell me, because I don't know these bands that are on there. I just don't know them. So that blew me out of the water when I saw that. I'm like, Beethoven's what? Well, why are we talking about Beethoven's appendages? What's going on?
You don't want to know.
You sure you don't want to know?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, I'm just making sure.
I'm not just sure. I'm HIV positive. Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
here we go with South Park jokes. Yeah. That's a South Park joke. That don't offend anybody.
I have never seen that episode, apparently.
It's the new one.
Yeah, it's
the new one.
It was great.
Obviously, it's a new one.
So enough about Beethoven's cock. Let's move on. All right. Does that wrap up your fondling over there? All right. So he doesn't even have his headset on.
No, I know. He just took his headset off.
He took his headset off. I was like, oh, I'm not talking to anybody anymore. All right. So now you can put your headset back on. It's time to go into my fondling, which is like I got picked apart and overlapped from like everybody. So I don't think I'm playing anything original. I guess the only thing that I'm playing that's original is I borrowed MLB 2K8 from the Wombat last week after last week's show, and I was going to whore out some achievement points for it.
Yeah, that whole conversation that led up to a long debate with you on a forum.
Lead up to a long debate on the forum.
It did.
Because I was going to steal Wombat's copy of MLB 2K8 to whore out some achievement points. But you see, the thing is I started playing the game, and I do the normal thing I do whore out the achievement points. I dumb down a team to, like, retarded levels.
Right.
Like, they can't catch, they can't throw, they can't hit. I mean, just...
Let's just clear the air on this one. He doesn't just play games because he likes them. He played Open Season for achievement points. So the whole 2K versus the show debate should never even happen.
No, I don't. I honestly, you know, I don't really like either one of them. I don't care. I don't like baseball enough to get into these games. And I'm sitting here playing MLB.
Because you're a communist.
I am a communist. But I started playing MLB 2K8, and this whole, like, seriously, this whole pitching thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, turn that off. Fast. I'm like, I don't need to do these crazy Mortal Kombat moves with my analog sticks. I have no idea what the
hell's going
on.
You won't be able to get the achievement point for it.
I know. I gave up on that.
Meatball.
I got what I could.
Meatball.
Yeah, meatball. I consistently threw meatballs. It was terrible. And then the hitting
thing.
It's
like Mario baseball.
It is like Mario.
Threw a meatball at me.
That's offensive. Anyway. And then the swing batting. Yeah, turn that off, too.
Yeah, swing stick's terrible.
I turned everything off because I'm like, I just don't get this. I don't understand it. And I started looking at the achievements. I'm like, wow, I'm going to get, like, none of these. Like, none of them. I ended up getting about 165 points out of it. I'm done.
You finished with that.
I don't like baseball. I think it's slow and boring. I'll tell you what, though. It is hilarious.
You're slow and boring.
I voiced my opinion, and you got to go out like that. See? I can't even say how I feel.
No, go ahead. Say how you feel.
All right. Anyway. He's
just upset because, you know, you can't touch each other in baseball. He's got to have a guy.
At least we don't stop playing when we get a hangnail. Anyway. And we don't strike because we don't get enough money. Anyway. All right.
They have before. NFL has.
Once. Exactly. All right. But what was I saying?
I don't know.
Okay. At least we don't have to use steroids.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Anyway. But, no, I don't like baseball games. I just don't have fun with them. I got bored of it. I'll tell you what, though, is hilarious. Is dumb down a team like that and play? It's hilarious to I mean to watch them drop catches that are so easy to make.
Tell them what you did yesterday.
Which one?
The single with Manny Ramirez.
Oh yeah, the single. What was it?
You hit it to the pitcher.
Yeah, I hit it to the pitcher, and he dropped it. So I went for a double. The second baseman dropped it, so I went for a triple. The third baseman dropped it, so I ran home, and the catcher missed it. So I got an inside-the-park home run on a hit to the pitcher.
A bloop to the single.
Yeah.
Oh,
the pitcher.
Man. That's awesome.
I mean, that's just how much fun I was having. And I tell you what, the whole, like, after you hit and, like you're, the sides are tired and you're going back to the dugout, what is with, like, all of a sudden they're running and they just stop and, like,
oh yeah,
like a slow motion thing.
Yeah, the little
like,
the little sitcom pose.
Yeah, they're like,
show me that smile again.
What's like a Toyota commercial.
What's up with the? I always wonder about that series. What's up with the 2x4 smacking to make a baseball bat sound?
Yeah, I know it's terrible. Their bat sounds are awful.
Now tell me this: in the show, when you hit, and does the bat stay on the ground or does it disappear?
It stays
okay,
on the ground.
In 2K8 it disappears.
Well, they've got disappearing bats in the league now.
Do they?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Slugger.
And it is very windy.
That's what kills me. That's why I can't play 2K8 and take it seriously. Because you're standing there trying to play, and your guy's jersey is flapping like this.
Well, Matt, is it me or is the game like a step backwards from last year visually? Because I actually remember saying, I wish the show looked this good.
Right.
Last year, saying, I wish it looked as good as 2K. It's like, I always said, if you had the show with these graphics, this game would be awesome. And then, well, now we do, but now it seems like 2K took a step backwards.
I think it did kind of take a slight step backwards, but I think more of it is the fact that that the show looks so much better this year that it makes it look worse.
I actually think it does look worse because I compared it to like when I looked at it last year, and I don't think it looks as good as last year. I just don't.
It doesn't.
But I do like their stadiums, though. I'll give them
that. Have you edited a player yet?
No.
Like, anytime you switch a tab in the edit player menu, his jersey goes...
That's windy awesome. In that edit player
They
room,
are
man.
So proud. They are so proud of that animated jersey. It's like...
Seriously, you can't bat because you're distracted by the fact that it looks like there's an alien getting ready to burst out of your player's stomach.
It is a nice cloth
physics.
Like
he's got a waterbed for an undershirt. It's like...
It's a little overused. Just a little bit, but no. I like I said, I just borrowed it from Wombat. I care nothing about the game. I don't like baseball. I just wanted the achievement points for a week. That's really all it was, and I didn't want to pay for it. So
there you have it. He's not a fanboy. He's just an achievement whore.
Yeah, I'm just an achievement whore. I mean, seriously, if I can play a game for free and get free achievements, I mean, hell, if somebody had Avatar, I'd borrow that. I ain't gonna sit here and tell you that's a good game, and I certainly ain't gonna go out and buy it.
Yeah.
Hell, I won't even pay the $8 to rent it. Anyway, I also played Brain Challenge. I actually played the full version of Brain Challenge. And this is coming from somebody, and I never played the Brain Age games because I don't play handheld games. And I never got one on the Wii just because I thought it was dumb. I really thought it was dumb. I didn't really care about doing math problems in my games. So I downloaded the demo of this, and I started playing it, and I got really addicted to like doing these stupid little puzzles and stuff. So now I'm actually wanting to go back. I'm actually wanting to go back and play. And that's the thing, is if there would have been a demo of Brain Age, I probably would have played it and said, oh,
but
this is cool.
It's not dumb. I think it's a good tool, because it does actually help you use more of your brain. And I really like those. Those are the games I played on the DS.
I mean, I'm sure that I would have liked them had I played them, but I'm not going to go out and spend $30 on a brain training game.
It makes you smarter.
For me. And I downloaded this demo, and I'm like, well, for $10, it's really addictive, so I'll play it. But now I do want to go back and play like the Brain Age games on the Wii and see how they implemented the motion controls, because it's really... It makes you think, and it's really fun.
Which one was the one? There's so many of them I get confused. The one where it had the mini game where it showed all the people going into a house, and you had to tell how many people were actually in the house.
Big Brain Academy, I think.
Was that Big Brain Academy?
They do that on Brain Challenge.
Yeah, they do it with cars.
There's one where they have cars going into a garage, what they'll do is they'll trick you by, as it gets harder, like two cars will go in, one will come out, but then two more will go in. And those two will come out, and it'll still ask you how many is in there. It makes you think. And the stress test is really cool because it puts, like if you're afraid of bugs, it puts bugs on the screen. And it like there's flies flying around on the screen while you're trying to do the puzzles to see if it distracts you.
No, I thought the stress test was the two different tests, one on the left, one on the right.
That's one of them.
Oh. Okay.
And that, you have no idea how hard that is. Like, you have two tests. Like, you have the logic test here and the math test here, and you move the answers with each analog stick and select the answers with the bumpers, but you got to do them both at the same time. So you have to use two sides of your brain to do it. And it's... Oh, I was doing that last night. I just had to go back
was
and forth.
Was it 800 points?
Yeah, it's $10.
So. Not bad.
And no, that's why I really
enjoyed those games because I actually played, you know, Brain Age and Big Brain Academy. And
I'd like to go back and play those now. So
yeah, it's worth
I might
it.
Actually check those out.
Hey, if it's $49.99 on the Wii, you can... Whatever.
You play the thing is $50.
Well, but they're only $20 on the DS. Yeah.
$10, $20, possibly $30 for a really deep one. But I can't bring myself to pay $50 for a brain training.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Well, what's funny about brain challenges, we tried the kid mode, and it's harder.
Yeah, the kid mode, I think it's designed, though, not to let you fail. You can't fail it. That's the thing, is why it's a kid mode. You can't fail it. So, I guess that's really why it's called the kids mode. I played Bliss Island, too, which is seriously the most terrible Xbox Live arcade game I've ever played.
It's not worse than Yaris, but it's bad.
I don't know. I might rather play. At least Yaris was free.
It's true.
I mean, you
did
literally
you buy Bliss Island?
Yeah, I buy every arcade game. It's a habit. I'm sorry, but see, I will tell you.
I mean, you are now part of the problem, and not points. Part of the solution.
I am part of the problem for that. I bought this freaking game, but see, it's like I've gotten to the point where now I have every arcade game. Like if I don't have one, it drives me insane. Bliss Island is like you literally the little bit of it that I played. You're feeding balls to a Muppet,
yeah,
a giant
basically.
Muppet. And that's literally what you do.
And you can bounce them off flowers for more points.
Yeah.
It's one of the worst games I've ever played. Are you all right over there?
Oh. Yeah, it's literally quite terrible.
Yeah, it's awful. It's one of the worst games I've ever played in my entire life. Yeah. And I played some bad games.
Yeah,
and it's one of the worst.
It's even worse. I don't know if it's even worse, but it's almost as bad as the XNA game where you had to circle the weeds.
Oh,
did you
yeah.
play that one?
Yeah.
You circle the weeds to make flowers grow? Yeah.
I know what you didn't play.
What didn't I play?
Home.
No.
And you got till April, or no, May 19th to play it because the beta ends.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Does that mean another open beta? Or does that mean they're actually going to release this bitch finally?
Home?
Yeah.
If they took it away from me, I probably wouldn't notice for about 6 months. Seriously. I'd log in one day and be like, shit, it don't work anymore.
Oh, wow, that's weird.
Yeah, it's not there. Speaking of PS3, I did download the Fun with Explosives pack for Pain. And I'm glad it was free. it just puts a bunch of explosive boxes in the level that you're playing.
I downloaded the Lost Planet theme. That's awesome.
I haven't downloaded that yet. I want to. There's a
God
of War
theme. Yeah, the
God
of War theme is really cool.
I haven't got the God of War. Does it have new sounds, too?
No.
No,
the Lost Planet one does, though. It's like...
Really?
the God of War one, the icons are really cool. They're like glowing fire looking.
Where's my show?
Your show theme?
Where's my show
yeah,
theme?
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to write Sony.
We're going to have little bases as your icons?
Yeah, bases on your
baseballs
face.
Baseballs or bats or something.
Well, I just asked the question. Jesus, man. You're so defensive about your damn game. Holy shit.
I need to learn how to make themes so I can make a Cincinnati
all your
Reds
base
theme.
Are belong to us. What's up? Also, of course, I played Super Smash Bros. Brawl. I played a lot of multiplayer. I did play the Subspace Emissary Mission. I did. I played it for about an hour. Co-op. Two-player.
Yeah.
So, it's fun. I mean, I like it. I love Smash Brothers in it, of itself. I'm not a huge fan. I'm more of a technical fighter. Once again, people's heads explode. But I just love the simplicity and that anybody can play Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Brawl. That's what I love about Smash Brothers. And it's four player, so that's a big thing for me. And I love the crazy multiplayer. And I just love the fan service in the game.
Oh, yes.
The fan service is phenomenal.
It's like a love letter from Nintendo.
It is. It's just, and there's everything is in it. Like, even Sin and Punishment is in there. Like,
yeah.
The trophies and stuff, and I love collecting the trophies. That's some addictive shit right there.
What controller are you playing with?
GameCube, all the way.
Are you?
All GameCube.
What are you playing with?
I got two Wavebirds.
Nice. See, yeah. I'm using the Nunchuck and the Wiimote right now because my GameCube controller's wired.
I was just using straight up Wiimote. So.
Really? Mm-hmm. Just the Wiimote?
Yeah.
That's probably why you didn't like it.
No, I had no problems with it.
But
though.
I don't.
I was pulling off grabs and everything. So.
No, that's not about grabs. It's about smashes.
The only thing I don't
like. Do smashes.
The only thing I don't like about the Nunchuck and Wiimote is the up to jump thing. It's a little tiresome.
Because you can't use the X and Y buttons.
Right.
Yeah, I don't even push up to jump. I always jump with the buttons.
Right, yeah. You can't do that on the Wiimote.
And
so.
What's also nice about having the GameCube controller is for people like me that don't get deep into the game, the C-stick does the smashes.
Right.
So you just tap the C-stick and it does smash left, right, or up.
See,
or
I thought
down.
About, yeah. since they're relatively cheap and they're wireless, I thought about getting one of the classic controllers.
Oh, classic controllers?
Yeah. So, because they're like $20.
Yeah.
So
I would say the classic controller, because I own one of those too, is probably the second best controller.
Yeah,
next
it's
to
not
the,
as good as the GameCube controller. It's definitely.
I've got a Cube controller, but it's wired, so I've been trying to hold off playing with it. But maybe I'll start playing with that instead.
Yeah, we have two wired GameCube controllers that we use for it, and what we do is we just pull the system out, and because I hate the fact that that thing's on
top
because it sits underneath my entertainment center.
Same here.
So I have to flip it on its side and pull the door down and plug it in, and it's annoying, but.
Wave version, you don't have to worry about that because it just has the little dongle on the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Wave version is nice.
See, I'd still have to worry about that because my Wii literally sits almost level with the shelf above it, so I still can't fit anything under there.
I move it out to the side a little
bit. Yeah. What I did yesterday was I actually put it down on its side and then made the tray open up right in front. So I just plugged them in there and then slipped the disc in the side. So it looks like shit, but it works. It's functional.
It's functional. So move it back when you're done playing.
Exactly. But yeah, Smash Brothers is really good, and it's really fun, and I think that it should be a good party game to complement things like Rock Band and Guitar Hero and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to playing more. I mean, I've unlocked a few characters. I unlocked Falco. And
yeah, Falco's awesome.
I unlocked Solid Snake, obviously. And I played as Captain Olimar finally yesterday.
What'd you think?
I actually won the match that I was playing with him, but I don't like him.
I don't like him.
I really don't like him. I'm sure he does some really cool stuff, but I couldn't figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, is Smash Brothers is so frantic that it's hard to sit and learn what you're doing because you're consistently just trying to fight. You're just jumping around trying to fight, so you can't learn all the little nuances and stuff when you're just... You need to go into the training mode and do that, and then nobody wants to sit there in the training mode. They just want to play.
Exactly.
So, yeah. What are you going to do? Anyway, the last thing I played was Condemned 2 Bloodshot. And I liked the first one. I mean, I did. I liked the creepy vibe and the first person like combat and stuff. And now that I'm playing the second one, it is extremely hard. And the reason why it's extremely hard is because you have to force yourself to learn these chain combo moves. If you learn how to do that, then the game gets easier. So, like, if you're punching, you get a 1-2 punch, there's this little meter that comes up and it goes around. And if you land another punch before that ends, and you don't take damage, it'll do, like, 4 times the damage.
Oh, okay.
So, that, and another big thing is the block parries. Timing the blocks where you pull both triggers and you block, and it'll knock the enemy back a couple steps so that you can get a free shot on them.
So are these...
blocking's kind of broken.
You just have to time it. It takes... When I went into the fight club mode, that's where I learned the timing really well because you do them one at a time.
Right. So is this combo system, is it in the first one?
No,
the combo system is... I mean, you could do combos in the first one, but it wasn't so relying on it. And the second game really relies on it. It even pops up and tells you got 2-time combo, 3-time combo. What I do love about the combat is environmental kills.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of these you did.
Yeah, I did the one where he threw his head through the TV. Which
yeah,
was awesome,
so. Like if you beat a guy down to a point where he's done, he'll get down on his knees and you'll see the thing come up with the 2 triggers. You tap the 2 triggers and you grab the guy by his neck. And then around the level, you see these little skulls in certain areas of the level, like in a trash can or a TV or a window. You take him over to it, and he'll do, like, an environmental kill on the guy. Like, the first one, like he said, you slam his head through a television set.
So it's kind of like the Punisher, Punisher game was.
Yeah, very similar to the Punisher game. I took one guy over to a trash can, threw him into the trash can, and then slammed the door down on his head. And then there was another one where I threw the guy into a bookshelf, slammed his head down through each shelf, and then reached down with my foot and smacked him in the back of the head and broke his neck.
Nice.
Holy crap.
Very violent, very visceral game.
Man.
I think the best description of this game is if you have played Breakdown, this is like the super emo Breakdown.
Right.
Like, it's so dark, it's so creepy, there's lots of like the black liquid stuff around the levels, and it's just, and it's got some real genuine creepy stuff. Like,
oh, I bet.
Have you seen, did you get to the sacks that hang from the ceiling? Oh, man. Those things come down and like, in your face. You got to tap all the right and left triggers real fast so they before they kill you.
Speaking of the Punisher, that was a very, very underrated game.
It was.
That was an awesome game.
Also, did you tune the TVs?
Yes.
That guy is creepy.
Yeah.
Like, literally, there's TV spread around the level, and you walk up to the TV and you grab the antenna, and it goes into, like, a little mini game where you twist it and get reception.
Uh-huh.
Then once you get reception, this creepy guy with a mask comes on and starts telling you about what's going on in the level and giving you clues to the story.
Another big problem I have with the game is save points, but no save anywhere.
Yeah, you can't save anywhere, but it does save
there's a
very
lot
often.
There's a lot of save points, but still, there's like a point where I was making dinner and I wanted to stop.
Yeah.
And I literally had to go like two more really hard enemy rounds just to get to the next save point. I'm like, oh god.
Speaking of shitty checkpoints, Army of Two, towards the end of that game, we literally played for like an hour or probably like 20-30 minutes into the level, got killed. Had to start all the way back at the beginning. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah. Seriously. That checkpoint system. Oh, it's good at the beginning of the game, and then you get towards the end, and it's like, oh, it's terrible. But no, Condemned 2, if you really like the first one. I haven't played online yet. I need to get online and play. And I haven't done any of the forensic stuff yet. So I don't know how good that is. Because it's supposed to be freeform this time around, where you just walk into a room and it says, okay, you need to find something here. So you choose the tool you want. It's no longer where it comes and goes, oh, it's time to use your fingerprint thing. You know, and it tells you, do the fingerprint thing. Yeah. You have to figure out what you need to do in the room, which I'm looking forward to that. So,
I need to play the original one. I actually bought it a while back for like $10.
Yeah, it was cheap. Actually, Circuit City was running a deal this week where you bought the second one, you got the first one for free.
Oh, wow.
So, but that's over.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for telling about us now.
Well,
each store only got like 5 copies anyway. So.
But Condemned 2, if you really liked the first one, just check it out. We should speed things up a little bit.
Would you talk about your achievement things?
My achievement things.
Well, how it keeps track of them?
Oh, that is. It does the darkness thing where, like, your achievements, it keeps track of how much progress you've made each one. So, say, like, there's an achievement for getting 30 environmental kills. After every level, it'll give you a breakdown. You can go into the menu and say, okay, I've done 5. And then every one you do, it tallies it up on top of that. So, it actually keeps track of all your achievements.
Well, that's good.
I think all games should start doing
that. Oh, yeah. Ever since the darkness did it, I was like, every game should do this because then you know, okay, I need to do this. And it also, God save the world, but you know the collection aspects of games where you have to go through and you have to get so many of this, this, and this. This one actually keeps track of how many you did in each level.
Wow.
So it'll say, okay, in this level you got this, you got this, you missed one of these, so you got 2 out of 3, so you need to go back and do that. So it actually keeps track of every individual level of what you need.
Wow.
Well, that's cool.
So it's not hard to go back and actually find what you need to find. You don't have to go, oh my god, I'm missing one briefcase on this level. Where the hell is it?
Yeah.
So that's nice. Very good game, though. But anyway, we're going to go into news. Because that wraps up my fondling.
All right. And now, News for Gamers Internet Star Radio Program proudly presents News Quickies. Brought to you by new Solid Snake brand Popping Corn. Now in new expanded 50% larger Metal Gear Solid 4 edition. Pick some up so you'll have something to chew on while you're watching a 5-hour cutscene about Lolilulelo. And now your host for this program, Zero Tolerance.
I don't need popcorn to watch my cutscene.
Lolilulelo.
I go make sandwiches while the game installs.
Oh, dear. Capcom taught you right, huh?
Anyway, speaking of Capcom. Capcom's Digital Day was this week, and the game that we have to bring, the Mr. Boogeyman said, it's canceled. Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix shown.
It looks awesome. Though.
Video footage.
Oh, God, it looks so good.
Beautiful. And if you pick up Commando 3, which is also a newly announced Xbox Live Arcade. Capcom's announced a lot of Xbox Live Arcade games, but if you download that, you might get into the beta. The first beta test for an Xbox Live Arcade game for Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix.
Which is good, because the original Street Fighter 2 on Xbox Live Arcade had a lot of issues as far as latency online.
Yeah.
So it's good that they're getting a beta rolled out.
Well, I'm very excited to see Capcom's rollout of Xbox Live Arcade games, which includes a remake of 1942
called Joint Strike. You know what's funny is last week when you guys were talking about vertical shooters, when you were talking about Trigger Heart or whatever, the whole time I was thinking, man, Capcom really needs to put 1942 on Live Arcade, and now they read my mind.
And redid it, just like Bionic Commando Rearmed.
Yeah.
So Looking forward to that. Also, they announced a pirate game called Plunder for the Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah, Plunder.
Which looks very interesting.
But is this Capcom of Japan or Capcom outside contractor?
I don't remember the developer.
That made freaking Rocket Man.
Rocket Man. Anyway.
Bruno, his fuse up here alone.
Mega Man Star Force 2 for the DS. They announced that.
Two
versions, of course.
Oh, God.
Of course.
Give me a freaking break, Capcom. Jeez. Ooh, let's release a new network game every 6 months, and it has to be two versions so that we can release four versions in 1 year. Talk about freaking monotonous.
You're also forgetting the fact that the Battle Network games suck.
They need to... Capcom needs to work on a new Mega Man Legends.
You know what would be great for them
you
with this
that
whole...
every time.
I know.
Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network port... Powered up.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
And
it probably wouldn't come to Xbox Live Arcade.
Why not?
Well, it just seems like since it was a PSP game, they'd try and keep it on the Sony console.
You know, the way
it was Sony made, so it needs to stay on a Sony console.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that later. All right. Anyway, also announced Lost Planet Colonies, which at first I thought was a full fledged like follow up. Until I realized that it's just a platinum reissue of Lost Planet with everything that was in Lost Planet, plus a ton of extra content. $30 gets you new single player modes, including a score attack, there's a whole list, I can't remember it off the top of my head, but there's like four new single player modes. There's a bunch of new multiplayer modes, including the ability to play as an Akrid,
right.
Which is just awesome.
That
just
is awesome.
Agreed. There's four new maps. There's a bunch of new weapons and a bunch of new VS weapons. Or was it VS Virtual Suit? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. Bunch of new VS weapons. There's two new perspectives. You can play it Resident Evil style, so the over-the-shoulder camera. You can play it first-person mode. So this is all stuff that's being added to Lost Planet at $30, platinum hit.
What about the treatment like that for Dead Rising? I'm still waiting on that.
I'm still waiting on a version of Dead Rising that I can... play with checkpoints instead of having to waste 2 hours of my life on an escort mission.
To start over.
Yeah.
To start the entire game over. Dead Rising was a great game, but that seriously flawed
it. Well, here's the problem with Dead Rising is I loved the zombie killing in Dead Rising. It was so much fun. But the majority of the game is a glorified escort mission. And I hate escort missions, especially when there's no checkpoints. So, as much as I loved Dead Rising for all the zombie killing, the actual, like, saving people was terrible.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. Dead Rising was one of the funnest games that became the most frustrating and fastest. Yeah. But I still love it.
Yeah, I still loved it, too. But.
Next up, Grand Theft Auto 4 multiplayer details.
Why do they keep advertising Turning Point?
Because it's a great game.
Anyway.
Oh, we should mention, too. I don't know if I didn't hear you mention it. Unfortunately, the Street Fighter HD beta is only on 360.
Yeah, it's only on 360.
PlayStation 3, even though PlayStation 3 is getting the Commandos game to PSN, they do not have a beta for the PlayStation 3.
No.
That's just not
Xbox
fair.
360.
It's only on 360.
We outsold the 360s. We should be on there, too.
Wow.
All right.
Nice.
For all you Grand Theft Auto 4 fans, PSM Spain apparently got first hands-on details of the Grand Theft Auto 4 multiplayer.
Because Spain's a good big video game market.
And they're leaking it. They don't care.
Right.
So
that's... just shut up right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, just shut up. All right. It seems that it's going to have... We'll just skip past that. It's going to have 15 multiplayer modes. 15 total multiplayer modes, up to 16 players, each with their own customizable character, which includes race, sex, hair, and clothing.
He said sex.
I did say sex.
I don't know that I'll play anything else when Grand Theft Auto comes out.
Of these 15 modes, they actually list them. We don't know what they mean yet. One of them's called Hangman's Noose, Carjack City, Bomb to Base.
Is Dennis Leary in Carjack City?
Could be. Bomb to Base 2. So there's a sequel.
Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo. There's Mafia Work and Team Mafia Work. Deathmatch and Team Deathmatch. Turf War, which that's pretty self-explanatory. Cops and Crooks. Race. It's a good name. GTA Race. More clever. Deal Breaker, Free Mode, and Carjack City's listed twice for some reason.
They actually did explain a couple of those, or at least someone did. The Hangman's Noose thing, they mentioned it was like a 2 or 3 player, maybe 4 player co-op kind of thing, where it's like a mafia mission. The Cops and Crooks is there are several cops and one several people play as cops, one person plays as a criminal, and they have to try and escape from the police. The cops can all see where the criminal is on the map, but the criminal can't see where the police are.
That doesn't sound very fair to the criminal.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't at all.
But, and then the race thing, somebody can set up, you know, the track and where everybody should drive
Midnight
and everything
Club?
And where they start. And
Midnight Club checkpoints?
Kind of, yeah. So
Project Gotham did that, too.
Yeah.
Sounds like GTA 4 is going to be
more bang for your buck.
Well, yeah.
And free mode is basically
well, thing is,
what
and,
it
and I,
like.
That's yeah. what I was about to say. Is like I don't know about anybody else. I'm sure Zero is on the other end of the pendulum on this side. But the closer we get, the more fucking geeking I'm getting for GTA.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm really excited for this
same
game.
Here.
GTA is one of those games that I think when it comes out, I'm going to be excited about it. But right now, I just really don't care.
Well,
I guess it's
only being a month away, I think that's why I'm just like thinking it's like a month away,
right?
And it's going to be here. And the thing is, San Andreas disappointed me so much that I haven't played a great Grand Theft Auto since Vice City.
See, I fear that Grand Theft Auto 4 is going to fall into that same category that the last two did, where it's just, I'm so sick of doing these same stupid missions over and over and over
well,
again.
Say, I don't think
it will, though.
It
seems
not
a lot
doing
different.
That,
yeah.
They say they're not going to do this kind of...
Yeah.
But, so at the same, but at the same time, Rockstar is so secretive about this game, what do I know?
Well, but
I really
I mean,
don't know anything.
If you read the most recent previews, just... It definitely won't feel like the old Grand Theft Autos, if nothing else, just because of the control.
Which I heard is still not as good as Saints Row.
The over-the-shoulder aiming and being able to target specific points. The on-foot missions apparently are getting a greater focus, so there's going to be more like... there's a cover system now, like kind of like a mix between Gears and Rainbow Six, apparently. There's going to be a lot more focus on like indoor shootouts and actual full-fledged missions instead of drive up, kill these people that are just like standing there, and then drive away, right. Like the old GTAs have been. I think it's going to be a lot more deep than the old ones have been.
You know, I hope that Grand Theft Auto 4 blows me away when it comes out. But me not getting hyped for it could be the best thing in the world.
It's true.
Because when I play it, I may love the shit out of it. But at the same time, if I hype myself up to the beyond like craziness, I'll be like, oh, well, just
right.
GTA a little better.
Right.
You know, like Saints Row, I had no expectations for that when it came out. I'm like, oh, look, a GTA clone. It's going to suck.
That was good.
And it was great.
Right.
And it was really good. So... hopefully that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Whereas with like the other game in April, Mario Kart, I'm like, woo, giddy
yeah.
like a schoolgirl. So, you
know, but it's going to be awesome. There's
yeah,
no way
yeah.
that game can
But watch, it'll come out.
It's got its own freaking Wii channel, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? I got hyped for Double Dash, too. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Good news for Midway and Epic Games as Unreal Tournament 3 finally hit 1 million.
Nice.
And the first question you're going to ask... does this include both platforms? Yeah. Includes
sad.
Both platforms, and in America, it didn't do that well. It's mostly in Europe.
America.
So, sad.
It is sad.
America.
Because it's such a great game.
It is very, very good. But you know what? I haven't played it in a long time. I need to play
it. I haven't either.
Yeah, we need to do it. We need to get on. I own it still, believe it or not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. My game collection is actually
believe
growing because I can't finish anything.
I need to play some Unreal. I'd love to get some Unreal. I'd love to go get some mods. Like mod
yeah.
out our characters and stuff. That'd be awesome. I saw
yeah.
a Master Chief mod.
Nice.
On Altus's pictures that he posted on MySpace. He's got a Master Chief like character model.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, dude, that is badass. I mean, there's so many mods you can do for Unreal.
I would enjoy shooting that.
I'm sure you would. If it was me using it, you'd never hit me.
Oh.
All right.
Ooh.
We've been talking about it for weeks, but now it's confirmed. MotorStorm 2. MotorStorm 2 is coming. 4-player split screen.
They're going to take out the mud again.
Oh, there's going to be mud and lava.
Lava.
Hot lava.
And some cool-looking
water.
Some very cool-looking water. I mean, MotorStorm's going to be... This is going to be the game that we wish the first one was, I think. Yeah. They're just going to add everything that was missing from the first one. No, I don't expect a huge visual leap, because...
They don't really need to.
Jesus. If,
right.
Wow. This MotorStorm, man, yeah. That thing was freaking gorgeous. Yep. But
truth.
Confirmed. Next up, Mass Effect 2. Timed exclusive to the 360. Yep.
And not it will exclusive. Blow you away. According to that press release.
Blow you away. Mass Effect 2 is going to probably come to the PS3. But it will be timed exclusive to the 360. How long? Probably 6 months. Probably. That's the usual window.
Right.
So,
and maybe by the time it comes out, I'll play the first one.
Probably. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. It's just, it worries me that Mass Effect 2 being announced so soon, is this DLC going to stop now? I hate when that happens.
Well, here's the thing about DLC is like, I mean, you're taking resources away from the sequel.
And that's fine, but yeah. You know what? It's BioWare. I don't expect to see Mass Effect 2 until at least 2010, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I want a Mass Effect every year.
But here's the thing.
It is EA now.
If Mass Effect 2...
You're never going to get their contact.
if Mass Effect 2 doesn't come out until 2010, then that will mean that Mass Effect 3...
will be on next gen.
Will be on... Yeah.
Right. But here's the thing. If Mass Effect 3, which is the final part in the trilogy, comes out on next gen, there better be a way for me to transfer my save.
Yeah.
Because that's the only reason that... Well, it's not the only reason, but it's a big reason why... I will continue to play the series
on
360.
It's one of the incentives.
So I can transfer my character that I have worked hard to create on the 360 onto the next game.
By the way, Mr. Wombolt, when you beat...
I've got a T on the end of my name now, apparently.
Wombolt. When you beat Mass Effect, what level were you on?
I was... And it pisses me off because I was so close to the achievement. I was a level 49,
but you can't get 60 until you beat the game.
Until you beat it, right?
Yeah.
I was this close to level 50, like I'm talking probably 300 experience points.
Okay, so you're able, you can go up to level 60.
You can if you play through the game.
Once you beat the game, you can hit 60 after that.
So is the levels going to reset in Mass Effect
2? I would imagine they would have to.
Yeah. But you'll still carry over all your other stuff.
Like, you'll carry over the decisions that you made in the original game and your character and all that stuff. And his setup, I assume.
Oh, okay.
Did you guys see the Spartan statue?
The Spartan statue?
Yeah, it's like a $90 Spartan statue.
No.
Or not Spartan, but... or Shepard, sorry.
Shepard. I was like, Spartan? What did we start talking about? 300?
See, I'm good. I wouldn't want a Shepard statue because I made my own.
Yeah.
Like, I made my
own. It was
own,
my own Shepard.
I didn't make my own statue. I made my own character. I customized it.
I made my own statue out of Play-Doh.
Did you?
I did.
Sweet.
Did you give it a mop top hair shop haircut?
I gave it a Chia Pet.
Nice.
Anyway, next up. The talk about, and we should have probably brought this up with Capcom's DigiDay, but the whole constraint issue with Xbox Live Arcade, gone. Capcom gets free reign on Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo and Bionic Commando to make them as big as they want.
Nice.
Sweet!
So, no cutting anything out.
No cutting anything.
Thank you!
And you know what? While we're on this, I just want to clear something up, a misconception that I have been seeing for some reason running rampant all over the place, that the exclusive Grand Theft Auto content for 360 can't be that big because of the file limit restrictions. That's only for arcade games.
Yeah,
it's not for downloadable
It's
content.
Not for DLC. That's evident with some of the DLC that's come out recently.
Right.
My God, it's huge. So. It's huge. The Mass Effect's like 256 megs or something like that. So it's huge. Which I was happy to see that it wasn't in the game and I was just unlocking it. I would have been pissed.
Yeah.
I would have been pissed. All right. Next up, BioShock 2 is coming.
Whoa.
But wait.
But wait.
It is not being made by the same team. Being made by somebody else. 2K Marin, I believe,
this
is the company.
This could be the worst decision that company has ever made.
What's his name? What's the guy that was the
Ken
lead on
Levine.
It? Yeah, Levine. He's still the lead on it.
Yeah, but it's a different...
He's still the
just
lead?
Just a different team, yeah.
He'll whip them up into shape.
We hope so, because...
We don't want a Knights of the Old Republic 2 on our hands.
No, we do not want a Cooter 2.
No Cooter 2.
Lots of announcements coming on this
week.
Guilty Gear 2, exclusive to the 360, release date of summer. If you care about Guilty Gear excited. Dynasty Warriors, that's what it is. You know that,
yeah,
right?
I know, but I still, it's Guilty Gear.
I understand that it's Guilty Gear, but I played the demo, and I'm just...
not so good.
I mean, maybe if Blaze Blue was coming out this summer.
Dude, did you see the video?
Oh, yeah.
Blaze Blue? Oh, my God.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It looks
freaking amazing.
I will play Guilty Gear 2.
Did I see that? Am I reading that right?
Which one?
Hello, Mario Kart?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes me excited, too. But anyways, before we skip ahead.
But yeah, Blaze Blue, man, looks awesome.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I'll play Guilty Gear 2 because I'll give it a more shot. Because the demo I played was in Japanese, so maybe there was something I was missing.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't getting into it. I don't get into the whole Dynasty Warriors Battlefield mixture where it's just kill a bunch of people and then try to take checkpoints. I mean, it's not my thing, I mean,
the pictures I've seen of it, I mean, the graphics look really good.
The graphics look good. What's funny is it's actually being published by one of the Atlas type of game companies called Axis Games.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah. Like, they do a lot of the Japanese ports over to America. Yeah. They're very similar to what Atlas does. So it's being published by them because I guess nobody wanted to bring it over.
Now, Blaze Blue is PS3 exclusive,
yeah, it's
right?
Arcade and PS3. Yep. So, hopefully, but I just wanted to bring it to America.
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
Hope.
Yeah.
Well, but if it's PS3 exclusive, it's region free.
Yeah,
so.
But I hate importing games. They're so friggin' expensive. It's like $70, $80, you know?
Right.
Well, I mean, that's just for a $50 title.
Yeah.
Right.
So you can only imagine what a PS3, like, probably equivalent to a $60 title. Oh, man. You're talking probably right around $100.
Right.
All right, next up, as we've already mentioned about 13 times in this podcast, Mario Kart is confirmed for April 27th.
Woohoo!
Whoa.
So
sweet!
It is due out April in America.
I just hope that the week before it comes out...
Was that a pun?
The week.
Nintendo's
like, oh, sorry, we ran into a problem.
Reggie's about to kick your ass and take your name.
Yeah, we're going to have to... We're going to have to push the date back, but it won't be that bad. It won't be out until November. Dun, dun, dun.
Speaking of games being delayed, Star Wars Force Unleashed.
Yep.
Delayed till September 9th.
See, I saw that one coming.
You know what? I saw it coming, but I still cried really hard when I saw it.
Yeah.
Because think about it. If it was actually going to be released here really soon, we would have seen, like...
Something.
Yeah. We would have seen almost an entire like video walkthrough of the game.
Well, you didn't see all the footage of him smashing through the glass around, and that
all the
awesome.
all the video footage that you see of it so far is basically like, you know, whoa, let me show you off
tech.
The moves,
right?
You know,
what about the Rancor battle.
You see a lot of video of all the combat, but you don't really get the. Get the idea right. of how the game actually flows
most of the videos,
from like scene to scene.
Yeah, most of the videos they've released so far have seemed to me like they were kind of trying to show off the tech.
Yeah.
Like they were trying to kind of show off the Euphoria system where the guys will grab onto each other and where you can smash through windows and stuff. And even the Rancor battle, they were kind of showing off the lifting the guy into the air and him kind of doing the flips and everything and then charging him with electricity and throwing him. So
I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic game when it comes out.
It's
going to
be amazing.
One of my most anticipated of the year.
Yeah. There's actually a lot of figures out already based on the game. Yeah, there's action figures.
Yeah, they're spoiling the story with these figures.
Yeah, no, it's weird, man. You look on the back of the box and it'll show character and it'll explain like what they did in the story. So it's like if you really wanted to, you could just look at the toys and know what happens.
The main character is really cool looking, but I like the costume they keep showing where he's got like the scarf kind of up to his kind of like the Soul Reaver, the Raziel from Soul Reaver thing where he's got the scarf kind of coming up to his nose. Looks pretty cool.
All right, and for the all three of you who played this one,
next up, Prey 2 has been confirmed.
Prey was so awesome.
Being
Prey
made 2. By Human Head Studios.
Very, very underrated game. Now, we all knew it was coming because they left it open-ended at the end for the two of you out there who actually beat the game and played it.
I'm right here.
Yeah, and me too.
So there you go.
I actually beat a game. but the thing about this game, if anybody's never played it, get your ass out to your nearest game store. It's like $9.99.
Yeah, it's so cheap and it's so good.
Basically, anybody ever played Portal and said, man, I wish I had like an action game with this. There you go. It's Prey.
Right.
It's there. It exists. It came out actually before Portal existed.
Right.
So.
Yeah. That was the coolest thing about Prey was those whole, and like the puzzles and stuff. Like the cube puzzle was like one of my favorite things.
I wasn't a big fan of the main character. I thought he was a whiny Indian.
Right. Yeah. I mean it's just, it is what it is. It's not about the story. It was just about the game.
Right.
And the game was awesome. Like, I still remember the intro where you're getting sucked up and you're hearing Don't Fear the Reaper playing on the radio while you're being sucked up.
Well, it's neat too. Like when you go to like, you'd be, you know, like kind of in a lull between battles, and then you'd hear a direct feed from this internet or this radio podcast or broadcast about the alien abduction and
what was going on.
It's actually an official.
Yeah, it's a real radio show that to this day actually runs. I listen to it quite often. It comes on after midnight. It's called Coast to Coast.
Yeah,
and it's the Art Bell Show.
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, Art Bell hasn't been hosting it. I think he retired. But
Tom Cruise doing it now?
No, not Tom Cruise. They got this other guy who's the host. But man, I listen to that show all the time. They talk about aliens and conspiracies and all kinds of scary stuff. Man,
you know,
it's awesome.
I kind of did like the even though they did get a little over the top with it. I kind of liked the Native American mysticism that was in the game.
It wasn't bad.
I thought it was a pretty unique take on the main character and the sort of the feel of the game. But it was, there were some parts of it that were a little over the top, and
a little cliche.
That's a good word for it.
The thing is, he never. Yeah. My problem with the main character himself, though, he just never grew up.
Right. Yeah,
for lack of a better word, he just complained
throughout
the entire
the
freaking
yeah.
game. It's like, dude, just shut up.
Yeah.
Accept your freaking role and shut your mouth.
Yeah.
No, so, I'm very looking forward to Prey.
So I'm hoping at least in the next one, much like Raiden's going to be in the next Metal Gear. Hopefully he's grew a pair of balls and he's going to just do his duty.
I guess the question is when are we going to see this damn game? Because Prey took how long before it released?
That's true.
It was originally, what, a 64 game?
No,
I thought it was PlayStation 1
PC. It was originally a PC game. Yeah. I saw the original.
You saw the original? Oh, it was terrible. It looked so bad.
I mean, it's a shame the 3D Realms isn't doing it. Granted, you know.
Duke Nukem for never.
It's coming out this year.
Yeah, right.
It may not hit its target date, but it's coming out this year. That's what they say.
You know what? As soon as I see Duke on the shelf in my 360 case, I don't believe it. Seriously. It's not coming.
Even when it's on my shelf, I still won't believe it.
I won't believe it. I'm like, really? It's like when they got Fable finally came out. I'm like, is this real? Is there a disc in here?
Yeah, and then you turned out it was only half real.
I'm sorry.
I liked Fable, but
I love Fable. It was a good game.
They should have just called it Fate. And then stop it, because it was only half the game. At least it was only half the game they promised.
Coming in 2009. Bull.
Hopefully Fable 2 will finally finish out what they promised for the first one.
Wow.
Sorry, I liked Fable a lot, but man,
I love Fable.
It was just very, very, very overhyped.
And the last little bit we have is obviously, hopefully we'll get confirmation soon of Mortal Kombat 8.
Yes, everybody stay tuned on that, which I'm sure everybody who, you know, has a computer will know, you know, at least the announcement, but for all of you listening,
I
will be going to the Midway conference in April, so I plan on taking that following Sunday off for the podcast so I can come and give you my impressions, tell you what Ed Boon had for dinner and all that good stuff. So
Ed Boon. Such a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
Such a good guy.
I had to share my. There was like nowhere to eat when we went when we were eating dinner one day, and had to like share my little space with him because there was like nowhere to eat. I'm like, I'm sure somebody would have given their seat to you. He's like, no.
nobody wanted me to sit next to him.
And then afterwards, I'm sure his day just didn't get any better as he got his ass handed to him by that blind kid.
Yeah,
and Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. That was a great day. That was a good conference.
I just can't wait to see what it looks like.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's the thing is, I'm hoping it's not just coming this year. Mortal Kombat Next Gen.
If it's coming this year,
and then slideshow footage of, and this is what we expect, and give us like little freaking bullet points. I'm like, you see
wireframe models fighting each other.
Yeah.
And next up, Samoa Joe talking about TNA.
Yeah. If it's the same teaser from what Mortal Kombat. Was that Deadly Alliance where it showed Scorpion and CGI throwing his spear? I mean, granted, when I saw that, I'm like, yeah, but then I'm like, oh, you didn't really show me anything. You bastard.
All I know is if I'm going to, you know, lose all kinds of sleep by the weird time difference between here and Vegas for a one-day conference, it better be worth it.
Better be some MK action. Great year.
Now, before you move on, I have a story that might not be worth mentioning, but I thought it was pretty cool. I don't know if you guys heard about it, but this kid, I don't know all the details. I might even get some wrong. I just kind of skimmed over it, but the kid had an Xbox with custom case artwork from Halo. Kid got the Red Ring of Death. Kid called Microsoft asking, you know, if I send this in, can you guys keep the case on it?
It was autographed, too, wasn't it?
It was autographed. Right. And they said, yeah, we'll keep the case on it when we ship it back. Well, he shipped it out, came back. New case. Lost all his custom artwork.
Well, actually, I don't think it was a new case. I think they wiped it. Like, they cleaned the case.
They cleaned the case?
Yeah, my understanding was that they ran it through, like, an alcohol bath.
Okay, either way, the artwork was gone. So, the kid obviously, you know, got on the internet saying how crappy that was, and then the story got around the internet, and whatever, but Bungie got a hold of the story, and they sent him mass cool stuff. Like, the helmet signed by everyone from Bungie. The soundtrack signed by the composer, toys, books, everything. So it was just kind of cool how Bungie
Also, Microsoft's working on something for him too.
Well, they better.
Yeah, they said they haven't finalized everything yet, but they're working on a package to send to him that'll have a lot
Maybe
of. Really
play
cool
a role
in
the Halo movie.
That'd
like they did
cool.
The Star Wars kid.
The extra? Yeah, he was in there. He was in the opera scene.
It just goes to show that one mistake.
Right.
Big mistake can really hurt, and then it shows you what the rest of the community does for you. So
right.
I thought that was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So props to Bungie.
Good job, Bungie.
To the kid.
Yeah. There you go. So. But our last piece of news is always the most fun. Every month we get to run down the wonderful NPD numbers.
Uh-oh. Everybody fights over them.
Everybody fights over these. These are always fun, and there's going to be some flames about one of these, as there always is. This month was the month of last gen, really. With the PlayStation 2 selling 351,000 units. My God. 351,000 PS2s, and it's still not even at $99 everywhere. It's only at $99 at Target. So
sick.
Sickening numbers for PS2. PlayStation 3 sold 280,000 units. 280! My goodness, it's going up.
It has begun.
PlayStation Portable at 243,000. And Xbox 360 almost at the bottom with 254,000, which Microsoft once again tried to spin on shortages.
Supply issues.
Yeah, which I
supply
wear.
Issues.
I've
supply
seen them
issues.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I got stock room full
There's
of Xboxes.
There's 20 sitting at Targets, and like, what supply issues?
Let me
We're going to cut the price, and we'll have plenty of consoles in time for April when Grand Theft Auto hits, but we have supply issues.
We have supply issues, and then in April, we will launch them all out at lower price.
Right, at $50 cheaper.
It's coming.
They don't have supply issues. They have issues putting them on the shelves because they know they're going to put them out for Grand Theft Auto at a $50 price cut.
360 sold 254,000
units in February.
All I got to say is most of those are probably backup systems.
Wow.
Oh,
ouch.
Man.
Here he goes.
Because everybody who's into Xbox has got to have two systems.
I don't have two systems.
I don't have two systems. I still have my original. That's right. I hug it every night.
Well, you see, I listen to about four podcasts. And every week, one of the hosts from one of the four podcasts gets the red rings. And they're all so used to this that about half of the hosts that I listen to have two Xboxes. One for play and one for backup.
Wow.
It doesn't shock me.
It doesn't shock me, and I guess it's just dependent on who you talk to.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because on here, there's only one of us that haven't had the red ring. Which would be you.
Right.
You were the only one that hasn't had the red ring. But you've had it once.
I've had it once.
I've had it twice, mm-hmm. and you've had it once. Is that every week out of 2 years? 2.5 years? I mean, granted, it's unacceptable. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Right. It's unacceptable. We should have no red rings in this room. Right. Zero.
Zero.
Or at least but, 1 out of 5 people should have
a red ring. Yeah, 1 out of 5 people should have a broken system. Okay, that's fine. Granted, this is higher than it should be, but I also get sick of hearing my system breaks every week. What the fuck are you doing to it?
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's truth. I mean, the even 1 person out of 5 is excessive because that's 20%.
Yeah, that's 20%. It's but, ridiculous. It shouldn't be that high.
But yeah, the people that tell me, oh, I'm on my 10th 360, it's like, you know, you're doing something wrong.
You put it in the oven at night.
You know, it's called the off button. Get a life.
Right.
Fuck. Wow.
Jesus.
Seriously, we've mentioned many, many times that the Red Ring of Death is completely and utterly inexcusable, but if you're on your 10th system, maybe you need to look and see what you might be doing to cause some of that.
Yeah, 10 systems is a touch much.
Yeah. What's funny, though, is we got actually a weird problem with ours, our 360 at the store. It got 4 green rings.
What?
What?
Just stop working, and here is the response from our Microsoft rep.
Nice.
That is awesome.
I'll get you
that's
another
a new one.
Hmm. 4 green rings.
4 green rings. Does that mean it's working really well?
That usually means that you've got
four controllers plugged in.
That's crazy.
I don't know. Granted, it's unacceptable, and Microsoft apparently still hasn't sorted it entirely out, and it should not be happening. But I think it's funny how many people blow it out of proportion.
I'm wondering how much risk I'm putting onto my flawless 360 by going to add a new hard drive.
It'll blow it up and it's boom. Your system's dead.
It's like, a smoking hole in your entertainment center.
The only thing I'd be concerned about is what if you get the Red Ring of Death in the middle of the transfer?
Dun, dun, dun.
I never thought of that. That would have been terrible.
Are you out of the system?
You're out your saves.
You're out of all of your saves.
Well, the thing is, with my saves, I'm never far enough in any game.
That's true.
To really worry about it. But
if you'd have lost your Blue Dragon save about a month ago, you'd have cried.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I still want to do it because I actually want to max out my characters. But the big thing about Microsoft, though, something I would actually lose my hard drive space for whatever reason. Unlike Nintendo, I can re-download all my crap that I've lost.
Yeah. Which, that pissed me off when I got my Wii back, because I had like 10 virtual console games, and I just lose them.
Yeah.
And then Sony does it too. I got all my stuff back when I got my PS3 back, because it's tied to an account.
Right.
How hard is this? The system should not be tied to the system.
I paid for it. Why don't you?
Yeah, yeah, right. The system should be tied to the system, which is what Nintendo does, is they tie your purchases to the system. They don't tie it to the account. Which is stupid because
you don't have an account.
Granted, if the system does break, you're fucked. Yeah. You lose all that stuff.
But see, in order to do that, you would have to have an account. And that, that would involve the Wii actually having a unified system for their online and purchasing.
That's next gen, baby.
You know, that's next gen. Yeah, Nintendo's going to be like, hey,
the Wii 2.
You know something?
Electric Boogaloo?
The Wii 2... We're going to introduce multiplayer done right.
What's awesome is they're going to rename it and try to make it sound all innovative.
Yeah.
They're going to rename the gamer card to like the Mii card. And they'll be like, this is so innovative. It's got your own personal Mii right on the card, and it keeps track of all the games you've played. Nobody's ever done anything like this. I'm sorry.
You know what I saw? I have to mention this. I saw the greatest, most ridiculous rumor I've ever seen in my entire life this week. Was that someone had spotted a Wii with a Blu-ray drive in it. And I'm like, it doesn't even have HD. Why would you need a Blu-ray drive? Oh. Yeah, that was my favorite rumor of the week, was the Wii with the Blu-ray drive in it.
Man.
All right. Now we'll run down the software sales real quick, and once again the 360 dominates that tenfold.
We didn't mention the other two systems.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nintendo DS sold... a billion. 587,000, or is it 580? Yeah, 587,000 units in 1 month, in a short month. Yeah. And the Wii, once again, whooped every console's ass at 432,000.
I feel like the DS might have some sort of mind control capabilities that causes people to purchase them.
Well, you
Nintendo's
know, it's,
trying to spread them all over the place so they can eventually control the world.
Well, it's only like the best portable system ever.
I love when people come in and they gripe at me about not being able to get a Wii. Like, Nintendo, just you're doing this on purpose, not getting enough out. I was like, oh, they're getting plenty out. I get like 6 to 10 a week. If I got 6 to 10 Xboxes a week, my freaking I wouldn't have a back room.
Yeah.
The thing is, they sell every system that goes
See,
out.
That's what
the
I was
going to
ask you: how many you get in your store?
Yeah,
that's a good number.
Yeah, they're putting them out, yeah. So it's not like they're not available. It's just you know
they're just not meeting the demand that is ridiculous.
All right,
432.
Grandpa Joe's got to get his Wii.
400. Wow, 432,000 systems. That's almost half a million in a week or in a month. Almost half a million in a month. A month!
It's sick. It's sick.
But, you know, Nintendo really dropped the ball by not getting a shit ton out this week, though, with Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
I mean...
Because there's a lot of copies of that sitting on the shelf.
No.
Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Dude, oh yeah,
Walmart has, like,
there is.
Oh, I know that. we started off with, like, 200 copies of it, and I was down to, like, 10 yesterday.
Walmart's probably got 500 copies of it sitting in the case. Mm. I mean, just sitting there.
It's Walmart. Nobody games at Walmart.
I don't game at Walmart, but I do buy some stuff.
Yeah, I got Monster
Cause Walmart
Madness
had,
for like
Walmart,
$16.
That was at Circuit City. Walmart actually has Guitar Hero hooked up to the 360 display unit to a controller.
Mm, nice.
So you get the full experience of the game.
You do.
With the controller.
Dude,
that's terrible.
I used to work in the electronics department at a Walmart.
You did?
And, yeah, and they... you want to talk about people that have no freaking clue what they're doing. My electronics manager used to put the new games out every week when we get them. And she'd be putting shit like Barbie Horse Adventure faced out.
Yeah.
And like the really good new games would be like buried in a stack at the bottom. Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
They had no idea what they were doing.
They have a great 2-for-10 DVD bin, though.
Yes, they do.
All right, now we'll run down software sales, which is always fun. 360 dominated again on software. Call of Duty 4 is number one again for like fourth month in a row. It sold another 296,000 units on the 360.
And I'm still not one of those people.
No, you're not.
That's crazy.
Which is sad. Next up, number two on the list, and here comes the shocking OMG part. Devil May Cry 4. For the 360 is number two.
Oh.
295,000 units. Only 1,000 units below Call of Duty to take the number one spot.
Yeah, if you needed any proof at all as to why Capcom went multi-platform with Devil May Cry 4, all you have to do is look at the list this month.
Yep.
Because that allowed them to sell 550,000 copies of that game.
Yep. If you combine the two, it is the best-selling game of the month. At number three... Wii Play with Wii Remote.
Fucking Wii Play.
At 289,000 more units.
It's almost one for one.
Yep.
Every time I sell a system.
Oh. Devil May Cry 4 for the PS3 at number 4 with 233,000 units, so 60,000 less, which is not bad considering that the PlayStation 3's install base is much lower than the 360, so it sold a butt ton. By comparison.
Right. Percentage-wise, definitely sold better.
You know, most of the people who have, you know, PS3s, they were just basically crowding around their system the night before.
Here we go.
The night before the Devil May Cry 4 came out, and they're like, oh, finally, another game to play after months.
See, I knew that was coming.
But, you know, something...
And I didn't say it.
I know.
But, you know, something... That might be a little thing that I just said that's, like, you know, sucky towards the PS3 owner. But thing is... I say all kinds of stuff that sucks towards the 360.
Well, you just did about the 360.
Yeah,
well, yeah, you just dogged the hell out of 360.
I want to dog all the systems, man. They all suck.
So what don't you like about the Wii?
What I don't like about the Wii, well, the online is like Commodore
online.
64.
It's online. The Wii's online.
Oh yeah, thing is, I tried to go into a multiplayer match probably about 10 times
it's
in
like
the past
the fucking
week.
Sega Channel.
Dude. I've said this last week. I think they should really advance their online system and go with Morse code.
No doubt.
Nice.
People wonder why Rock Band's still not on the Wii.
Yeah.
Next up, Guitar Hero 3 for the Wii. Comes in at number 5 with 222. Number 6, Mario and Sonic Olympic Games continues to sell on the DS.
For some reason.
At 205,000. At number 7, Lost Odyssey shows up at number 7 with 203,000 units, which dwarfs its Japanese sales.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just hilarious to me.
So Mistwalker is probably like, Americans like our games even better than our Japanese brethren.
Yep.
That's next crazy.
Next up on the list was probably the most surprising game to show up on the list to me. Turok for the 360 at 197,000.
That list shows that people who own 360s
buy everything.
They buy games.
They love first-person shooters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they only play first-person shooters. Oh, I got my PS3 here because I don't want to play 360 because you know something? 360 only has first-person shooters. And then you say, so, PS3 owner, what game are you looking forward to? Oh, Haze, Uncharted,
Killzone 2,
Resistance 2.
Resistance 2,
first-person shooters.
Wow.
It's like, can you... okay, PS3 owner, can you look up the word hypocrite in the freaking dictionary?
I'm sorry.
I gotta give everybody crap, man.
Next up, Guitar
like
Hero.
Two slams in a row on PS3.
We gotta pass the hate around.
Yeah. Guitar Hero 3 for the PS2 shows up at 183,000 at number 9. And once again, 360 Rock Band at number 10 with 161,000. So 5 of the 10 games are on the 360. Only 2 Wii games, 1 DS game, 1 PS2 game, and 1 PS3 game.
Sadly enough, no Mario Galaxy on that list.
No, Mario Galaxy was bumped entirely off the list. So.
Oh, you know what's funny? I don't know what just... I think the numbers just reminded me of this. I read an interview with Dennis Dyack from Silicon Knights.
Silicone?
Silicone Knights. Whoa,
Dennis, what have you been doing?
And he said, and I found this extremely... Anybody who's followed the company throughout their history will find this very funny. They asked him about the sequels to Too Human and whether or not they'll be able to make it out on the 360 because it's a planned trilogy.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, absolutely. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't be able to get them all out on the 360. And then he said, so what do you think in timetable-wise? Would it be... This is just funny to me. Would it be possible to get one out a year? And his exact words were, it's possible, not probable, but it's possible. And I'm like, yeah, it's not probable either. It's
I think people ask Yu Suzuki that about the
Shenmue
series.
Yeah.
Has it been 10 years?
Dude, there were supposed to be 26 Shenmue.
Yeah, I know. We got two, kind of.
Right.
Yeah, kind of.
I would have bought them all, too.
Yeah, you would have.
Yeah, because you like sailors. Anyway...
Sailors.
We're gonna go into
where
questions.
Where can I fight some sailors?
We're gonna go, taking care of a cat.
We're gonna get into questions now and wrap this show up because it's just gone all kinds of weirdness.
It has. It's been rambling.
Which, by the way, before we get into questions, GamersCon, I just have to say that I finally found your thread the other day about Final Fantasy.
Oh, God.
And I laughed my ass off for the whole thing of people taking that seriously.
Yeah.
I was laughing so hard. I was like, this is great. This is absolutely hilarious. If you haven't found it yet, you need to go find the Final Fantasy cult thread and read this because I laughed for hours.
If you're a hardcore Final Fantasy fanboy, though, that can't laugh at the series...
Don't read it. Because your head will explode.
Right.
Anyway, going into the questions, here's the Smash Brothers discussion. From XDM18X, he says, now that you've had a chance to play Brawl, what's your impression? We kind of did that already. Who's your favorite character to use, and why? So, do I need to ask you this?
I've only played a few rounds.
That's what I'm saying.
I
you
to
like
kick ass with Samus.
You like Samus? Why?
I won.
I guess that's a good enough reason as any. All right, Mr. Khan, you've played a lot. I'm curious, who's your favorite character in
Rama? I like the Pokemon trainer.
The Pokemon trainer. I haven't used him yet.
What? I haven't used him yet either.
The Pokemon trainer is really cool because...
Wow.
No, seriously, man. Pokemon trainer's like probably one of the best characters in the game. Because you can choose between Squirtle, Charizard, and...
Squirtle just sounds funny to me.
Yeah.
Squirtle!
The evolved version of Bulbasaur, you could choose him. But thing is...
How bizarre.
I don't use the plant Pokemon. I switch between Charizard and Squirtle. Squirtle. I switched between those two. The thing is, it's so cool because Charizard, he's got he breathes fire.
He's a flamer.
He's a flamer, and so I mean he's got a pretty good distance attack. It's really cool. And then with Squirtle,
I can't laugh when you say that name.
He's got a he's got like kind of like a jump kick attack where he like jump kicks and it's like this. All this water shoots up out of the ground.
Man, there's
at the
nothing
enemy.
Worse than getting Squirtle and, right in his face.
Hey, he squirts water too. So
really, his name's Squirtle.
Yeah, but the Pokemon trainer is, in my opinion, probably my favorite character to use. And if I had to pick a second favorite, it would be Meta Knight.
Meta Knight?
That's my boy.
Yeah, because he's got a sword, and he just freaking destroys, man. What are you guys doing?
Well, what I tell you about not talking about the pantomiming while you were discussing? We're just talking. We're listening. Meta Knight, he's the bomb. Listening.
Meta Knight, yeah, he's probably my second favorite.
All right, quick side note, you're talking about the whole Pokemon trainer thing. I was actually deleting memory of a Pokemon game for some kid so he can like start over again. And some kid that owned it before him renamed his Charizard Dragon.
The kid's listening right now and he just started crying.
He's like, you erased Dragon?
Fucking thing, his name was Dragon?
Dragon.
I named Squirtle Turtle.
That's awesome.
Pikachu Rat.
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 Alright, I didn't play a whole lot of it, but what I did play, which I guess I'm going to have to go out and buy it again because you guys are getting me all pumped to play it. And like I said, I didn't get rid of it because I wanted to.
Right.
Whole long story that we edited out. But, obviously, I had to play with Pit when I first started, and I really enjoyed playing with Pit. He was really, actually, a very decent character. But who I liked actually the most, believe it or not, was not Pit. It was Kirby.
Kirby. I like Kirby, too.
I like Kirby.
You can eat people.
Yeah. He sucks.
Kirby sucks.
So, awesome. I plan on playing a lot more of it once I get it again, and I'll let you know more once I actually get more than, like, 2 or 3 hours into it. So Kirby.
Kirby.
Meta Knight's mine. I like Meta Knight a lot.
Yeah, Meta Knight's awesome.
He's got the awesome sword attacks. He's got the wings. He's the bomb. Meta Knight's my favorite.
He's a bad sucker, man. You can take somebody out pretty quick with him.
Followed probably by, I don't know, to be honest. I played with, you know, several different characters to see if I could find another one that I liked. And I don't mind Yoshi. I like Kirby. He was pretty good. But it always came back to Meta Knight. So he's probably who I'll stick with for most of it.
Have any of you did any of the final smashes, you know, where you have the ball when it, like, appears when you're playing?
No, I haven't done that yet.
Oh, that's awesome.
Some of those are really crazy. Like, Olimar's is, like, so cheap. Olimar's is so cheap because he just shoots up his rocket, and then while his rocket's in the air, like, people just start getting hit, and they lose their power. Their power keeps going up, and then he just comes out and slams, and everybody goes off the map. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, pretty much the final smash is like the equivalent of a fatality.
Gotcha.
In Smash Brothers, and each character has their own version.
Nice. Yeah, I've seen like picture in the manual. It actually tells you what all their final smashes are, but I haven't done them yet. So because I didn't really mess around with that side of it much. Like I said, I played a lot of the Target Smash and the Home Run thing because I don't know. I like the Target Smash. I think it's fun.
Yeah, Target Smash is pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's all fun. I don't know. If I had to pick a favorite character, I'd probably still go with Link.
You like Link?
Link is awesome.
Link is like the going back to the classic character. I mean, I like Samus. I like Lucas. Surprisingly.
Yeah, Lucas is pretty cool.
I like Lucas for some weird reason. I like him.
Link's a little cheap, though.
Link is cheap because he has the sword, but so is Meta Knight. Meta Knight's exactly the same way.
Meta Knight could.
And then, of course,
take out
was it Marth and Ike are basically Link clones without all the coolest moves?
Yeah.
So,
are they from Fire Emblem? Is that what they're
from? Yeah, Fire Emblem. Yeah.
I think as far as new characters go, I think Lucas. was the one that I played with that I liked the most. And I do like Yoshi, too. But if I had to pick one character that I could only play with, it would be Link.
So what do you think of Solid Snake that were there on the
Solid Snake, he is a very gimped character. I think everything he does is awesome because it goes with the game. Like, one of his moves is he shoots a rocket that you can control, like in the first Metal Gear.
Right.
He puts down landmines on the ground, claymores, as one of his moves. His smashes are just so hard to hit people with, because one of them's a rocket to the ground, one of them he launches a mortar. But the taunts, where you do, like, the codec messages, that thing is awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, I saw a video of that where you see all of them, depending on who you
have
fight.
You messed around with the camera function, where you take a picture of a screenshot?
I did, but I didn't really take any pictures.
Because we were playing the co-op Subspace Emissary with Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong.
Yeah.
And Diddy Kong does this, like, slap like this. So uh-huh. I faced forward and had my wife do the slap on my ass. And I took a picture of him slapping his ass.
That's awesome.
There's so many funny things you can do with the screenshot. I haven't even messed around with the level editor yet either.
I haven't either.
Me neither.
I mean, that's just... That's something I look forward to, but I just... Where do you find the time to dive right into all of this game?
Yeah.
So... His next part of his question is, are you disappointed, as he is, that Mega Man didn't make the roster?
See, Mega there. Man would have been awesome.
Mega Man should be in it.
Mega High!
And granted, it's well established that I'm not really a huge Metal Gear fan, but I would have much rather seen Mega Man than Solid Snake. He fits with the game a lot better.
Yeah.
I would have much rather seen Mega Man.
And I mean, one of his powers, he could take powers from everybody else.
Yeah.
Now, the next question is there anyone on your wish list that didn't make the cut that you would like to see in the game?
Mega Man's a good one.
Yeah.
But we...
I think everybody wants
Simon
it.
Belmont would be a great character.
Oh, Simon Belmont
yeah.
would be a good character.
Simon
would
Belmont
be a
would
be
sweet.
He'd be whipping it, whip it good.
He'd have been much better than Pitt.
you know who I'd like to see, actually, who would fit really well is Little Mac from Punch-Out.
He's in it, but he's not playable.
Well, but I mean like an actual playable character.
Somebody used him on me the other day, and it pissed me off.
Or King Hippo as an actual playable character.
Is his pants
going to
come down?
Cool.
King
Pull
Hippo.
His pants down?
Well, he was a cool character.
Yeah.
Even though he looked funny.
Captain N should have really been in there.
Captain N!
Oh, he paused the game, was pressing on his belt. Oh, that's terrible. All right, next up, this looks pretty in-depth. From McGraw Gamer, he's got three questions, it looks like. First one says, rumor of a 60-gig hard drive coming to the 360 and the crazy prices of 120 and 20-gig drives sold separately. Do you think Microsoft's going to drop the price of the 20-gig substantially? Well, to answer that question, no, because they're going to discontinue
it. Yeah, they'll just get rid of it.
Yeah, they'll pretty much wipe it out. And going forward, include the 20-gig hard drive in the arcade version. Probably not. They'll stick with the memory card, I think. Looks like they can't deny the need for a hard drive anymore. At least the 8-gig hard drive for the arcade version, maybe the same hard drive they used in the original Xbox. I don't disagree that they should put a hard drive in the arcade version. Whether or not they're going to, I don't think they will.
Right, and I mean, here's the other issue, is even if they put a hard drive in the arcade version going forward, they still can't make it...
Proprietary,
because... I mean, they still can't make games that, you know, require it because they're still, you know...
Well, they
probably,
can, they're just going
right,
to
but they're
going to
piss off about 6 million people who own a core that don't have a hard drive.
6 million.
That's just a guess.
Yeah, probably 5.
Oh.
five people that don't have a hard drive?
No, I think it's a lot more than that. You don't have a hard drive?
No, I had to buy the core system at the time. Remember.
But your intent was still to get the hard drive, though.
Right.
So you're not the people who are just like right. Setting their ways going, I ain't paying for a hard drive. Bleh.
Well,
I don't need a hard drive.
I don't buy one for my computer.
I
would
complain because stuff can't run without a hard drive, but I'm not buying one anyway.
Right. I mean, it's pretty amazing to me that Microsoft went from being the only system with a built-in hard drive last year to being the only. Or to being between, you know, the PS3 and the 360, the lesser of the two as far as hard drive capabilities go. It boggles my mind.
Yeah.
Completely boggles my mind.
I don't understand the removal of it. I just don't. I never did, and I never will. And I guarantee you they won't make the same mistake again.
No, guarantee.
Next up, question number two. Also, I recently watched Apple's roadmap keynote at Apple.com, and I think it's safe to say Apple is trying to take over the world, and Steve Jobs is the brain. Do you think they'll try to tap into gaming in the future? If you haven't seen the keynote, check it out when you see the airplane game and how they use the iPhone to fly the plane. And by simply touching the screen to shoot plane guns, looks like Apple is trying to take on the DS, Wii, and PSP at the same time.
You know something?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Steve Jobs, he's probably the most conceited SOB ever.
Oh, my God.
He's like, welcome to Apple. Where we have, we put out our own magazine. You know something? There was a phase that I went through where all I wanted to do was, I was thinking about getting an Apple computer, you know. I wanted an Apple laptop, you know. I was like, oh, yeah, I got my iPod, because that was when I bought my iPod. I was going through an Apple stage where I was like, Apple's the best thing ever. And I bought a couple issues of what's called, it's called the Mac.
Macworld.
Not Macworld. It's another magazine. It's real thick. They only put one out about every quarterly. It's a quarterly magazine.
Like they do their games.
Pretty much. But you read all these interviews with these...
That's decadely.
With these, like, quote-unquote famous people, like an author here or a musician there, talking about, so, have you ever played a PC before? And the guy would say, no, I don't dirty my hands on PC. I only play Apple. And I'm just like, oh, get out of here. And then at the end of the magazine, it talks about all these people. They're like, look at me. I got my picture taken in front of the Apple Tower with my Mac. You know? And this is the official Apple magazine. It's not a magazine done by an outside, you know, source. Right. It's the official Apple magazine. So then you got Steve Jobs up there freaking with his arms spread open like he's freaking Jesus or something. Talking about the next generation of human evolution through the Mac, of course. You know, and it's just like...
I grew wings when I bought a Mac.
I don't want to cuss, you know.
Yeah. Long story short...
Shut the freak up!
Apple's always had the capability to do games. They're just never serious enough about gaming.
Right.
And I don't think it's going to change. I think it would be more likely for them to partner with a company like Microsoft runs the Xbox 360, partner with like Sony or Nintendo and say, okay, well, we'll do this technology for you or whatever.
I still am not ruling out Apple as far as the handheld gaming system market goes.
Yeah.
Just because they know that right now, if they take anything, I mean, they could take this empty pop can, call it iCan, and they'd sell 6 million. Just because it says iCan on it, and it's got an Apple logo.
I can't.
And I feel like that they've got to see, you know, the leaps and bounds that the gaming industry has made in the last 5 years, 10 years, and they've got to at least partially want in on that. And if they came out with iGame, and you know, styled it like the iPhone, like the iPod. I think you'd have a lot of people.
So was it going to be freeware flash games? Because no developer's going to jump on that. Hmm. That's the problem. Just like
no,
PC,
I mean,
PC versus Apple developers know that Macs can do a really good job making games. They just don't. There's just no install base.
I don't think so, though. I think it'd be different for if they came out with a handheld system. If they knew if it sold even half as much as the iPod did when it first came out. Game developers would be stupid not to code games for it.
But when the iPod came out, and still now, there's no competitor for it. They're entering an industry.
There's a lot of competitors.
Yeah, so there is, but how many? Zen, if you look at the numbers, Zoom, you got the Nomad, iPod, and they continue to evolve, and you got these little iPod, these mini MP3 players that are selling, and they're entering a market where there's already Sony and handheld and a Nintendo handheld. They're not going to make it.
When the iPod came out, Creative already had the Zen out. Apple has never been, as much as people think otherwise, Apple has not always been the first to market with an idea. They take what other people have done and streamline it and make it more, hip, I guess is the way to put it. It's tech for hipsters, basically.
Exactly.
And I really do think that if they put out iGame and it looked kind of like the original mock-up for the PSP where it was all one solid design... with no nubs or things sticking out of it, I think they'd sell a million easily, quickly.
Yeah, I gotta give props to Apple. They know how to they got an artistic flair, which, you know, they can sell a, well, it's essentially like a $500 computer. They right. could easily sell it for $1,500.
Just because of what it looks like.
Because the guy at Starbucks, who's only into indie rock, right. and is, you know, artistically
perfect,
conscious,
yeah.
you know, like, oh, let's discuss the intricacies of flowers today.
Right. He's writing his novel in public.
Writing his novel right. in public, you know, paying $10 for a cup of coffee. You know, that type of guy, that's what Apple is aimed at.
Right, and it's the same thing with the iPod. I mean, the other MP3 players on the market do what they do probably better than the iPod does, but the yeah. iPod's got the brand name recognition, and the iPod is what looks the coolest, and it's what the cool kids have.
Exactly.
And that's the way Apple markets their tech.
Yeah,
it's what the hippest of hip has.
You don't go to school with the rest of the popular kids that have iPods and go, I got a Zune.
Right, yeah. Just
they'll be like, your parents are poor.
But
you're not posh.
I just really have a hard time believing that even with Apple's name recognition, they can actually make it in a handheld business. Why do you think Microsoft hasn't taken the leap yet?
I'm not saying that they would.
Microsoft's not saying they would take the lead.
Not at all.
I don't think they'd make a dent.
I think they'd make a dent. I do, because you know what? Microsoft doesn't have the portable electronic device coolness that Apple has right now. Because I swear to God, anything that comes out with I in front of it will sell. It doesn't matter what it is. Does not matter what it is.
I poop.
Seriously,
it's a new toilet.
The MacBook Air is a piece of crap, according to all reports, and it will yeah. sell like crazy.
It will.
You know, the original iPod was a piece of crap. I don't know a single person who's bought an iPod that hasn't broke on them. And
I have mine that original, not broken.
Well, I don't care.
You have something that's not broken.
I know, and it's shocker, isn't
wow.
it?
But,
you must not get angry at music, but your music is angry.
But people keep buying it because it's the cool thing to do. It's the it electronic.
Yeah.
And I really do think that if they came out with a game system, now I'm not saying that real gamers would buy it, and I'm not saying that it would take over the market and that it would be this hugely supported system, but I guarantee you it would sell. Guaranteed.
I disagree.
That's why we have.
There's the gauntlet there, Apple. There's the gauntlet there, Apple.
There you go.
There you go.
Prove us wrong, like Chris Benoit would say, or I'll kill my son.
Wow.
Oh. Is this too soon?
My.
Anyway, last question. Do you think that gaming media is adding more fire to the fanboy flame wars than the actual fanboys themselves?
That's an interesting question.
Case in point, GamePro this week. He visited GamePro this week, and there were two articles that really stood out. The first one was Microsoft begging for Blu-ray. And the second one was...
on their knees.
Nervous Microsoft explains NPD. A few months from now, they'll be downing the PS3 again and back and forth. What's your guys' take on this? I do think the media is very guilty of...
Yeah, they are.
I mean, we do it.
Because because it gives them hits.
Yeah, it's all about getting traffic and people coming to your sites. And you don't know how many times a day that I hear that News for Gamers should be called News for Fanboys.
Flamers.
News for Flamers, News for Fanboys, because that's all the kind of people that are on there. Well, you know what? Those are the kind of people that make up the video game news. These fanboys are the ones that are the reason why you have all of this stuff. Granted, it's not always good. We don't need to see, you know, biased articles and stuff, but it gets people talking, it gets people debating, and if you're not an idiot, it gets people from, you know, actually having a discussion about something.
Yeah.
Right. But at the same time, you're always going to have these guys out there being like, yeah, see, I told you, right. Red Ring of Death all the time.
And two, it goes both ways, because the bottom line is the media wouldn't do it if it didn't get hits from... console fanboys, and the console fanboys wouldn't get as worked up about it if it wasn't in the media all the time.
No.
So it's really the cause of both. It's kind of a chicken and egg situation.
Gasoline and fire.
Right.
It's true. Just keep pouring them on each other. We'll just keep going.
But, anytime you have competing products in a marketplace, you're going to have fanboys. So, I think they kind of feed into each other.
Yeah, it's always going to happen. And until it stops getting hits, it's never going to stop. Sites are going to have it consistently. I mean, how many times do you scroll down the front page of N4G and you see something that makes you just go, that's bullshit?
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a day that goes by that you can't do that.
Yeah, I see that all the time.
Yeah, you scroll right down and be like, oh, whatever. Here we go again.
Yeah, you see these news articles that are, like, almost systematically made for Flame Wars.
Yeah, right. And people go straight to it, and they read it, they complain about the writer, and then they start fighting.
Boy gets Red Ring of Death, news at 11.
Right.
Boy gets Red Ring of Death, dies of cancer. I mean, this there's always going to be that stuff out there.
Yeah.
So,
I think one of my favorite, by the way, I have to mention this now, already had my favorite rumor of the week. My favorite crazy-ass media that knows nothing about video gaming article of the week was the article where the 13-year-old boy shot his 15-year-old brother, in quotes, over God of War.
Yeah.
When in reality, what happened was his brother was playing God of War. The kid picked up the .22 that was sitting out in the open at his grandma's house, went and got the bullets, which were sitting out in the open at his grandma's house, loaded the gun, and shot his brother, and all the while, no one saw him.
So it goes back to the point I made a few weeks ago that they blame games over
right,
the parents.
But because he was playing God of War, he killed him over God of War.
You know what? I shit my pants once when I was playing Metal Gear because I was so excited. Do I get to blame the game?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
See? There you go. It's
even our kidnappers nowadays are even becoming more savvy to the video game industry. I just saw the one I was on MN4G earlier today when I was surfing through the news and said that a guy tried to pick up a little kid who was coming home from school, and instead of saying, hey, I got some candy, come over to my truck and I'll let you have it, he said, I got an Xbox 360, come over to my truck. And the kid's
wow.
like,
oh. The kid probably looked at him and goes, does it work?
He probably said, nah, that'll just red ring in a week.
Yeah, it don't work anyway.
He's like, you got a Wii? No, never mind.
All right, next question comes from Snoop Dizzle. Snoop Dizzle. He says,
for Chizzle,
what specs do you think the next gen of consoles will have? I don't know either.
Hey.
That's too far off.
This got a Blu-ray.
You know something?
It's too far off.
Yeah.
I've actually been thinking about this because, I got a lot of time on my hands sometimes. Yeah.
Time is on
that was terrible. Side. But anyway.
Yes, it is.
If I made a video game console, next generation, here's how I would do it.
There you go.
Okay. Here's the thing. I wouldn't be going for experimental technologies that might, end up burning, overheating, the CPU. I would be going for more conservative technologies. I'd be like, okay, let's make a system in about 3 or 4 years from now that's roughly double the power of the PS3. Not 10 times as powerful as a PS3, which is what they'll probably aim for, but something that's maybe double the power of the PS3. Okay, let's start with that. Let's get it stable to where it works right, doesn't overheat, And, let's throw in a 2-terabyte hard drive. So it'll automatically have a 2-terabyte hard drive installed on it, and, about 3 to 4 years from now, that'll be kind of commonplace by then. And let's have the option to where you can have an external hard drive in case you ran out of memory, and the external hard drive would, look almost like another system, so it'll go with the way that the current system looks. And then I was thinking about, it'll be online, obviously. It'd be kind of like, Xbox 360. But here's the price and structure of the games. And this is just something I thought up. It'll be levels. Level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4, level 5, and level 6. Each level corresponds with $10 increment. So if it's a level 2 game, it costs $20. If it's a level 4 game, it costs $40. If it's a level 6 game, it's $60. And here's how it breaks down. Level 1 and level 2 games are downloadable only. So $10 to $20 games are downloadable.
And basically, you know, they're basically games within the 1 gigabyte memory space. And then level 3 and level 4 games are put on DVDs.
Blu-rays.
Blu-rays?
I'm asking, because...
Well...
I think he means they're games that would be able to fit onto a DVD.
Yeah, games that would be able to fit on a DVD would okay. be like level 3 and level 4. And then level 5 would be like blatant Blu-ray. You need a Blu-ray. And then level 6 would be the double-layer Blu-rays. And then if there was any game that needed to be a multi-Blu-ray disc, it'd be a level 7, and then you'd have the $70 game introduced. So literally, you'd have, you know, one like level 1 through 6 or 1 through 7. Depending on the level, you just look at the game, and you can see the level on the box, like in the upper corner, and you just look at the level, and you'll automatically know how much it is retail. And I'm thinking that the indie scene will be even stronger than it is now, and you'll have like level 1 through 3 being all indie games, and maybe, you know, the big names like Capcom and stuff like that will be making like level 1, level 2 games. So I kind of got this whole system worked out of like how I would make a next-gen console.
What was that console again that we saw, the PC console?
Phantom.
Yes, that is what I see. Maybe not this gen or this next gen coming up, but possibly the gen after that. I think that company was way ahead of their time.
Yep. Just all downloadable games.
I believe you're going to have, because if anything's proven it, that, you know, the whole Xbox Live community has proven that people don't need a physical disc to be happy. How many people are jizzing themselves for Street Fighter HD? Do they care if they got box art? No. They want the freaking game. And unfortunately, it's going to put me out of a job one day. But digital downloading.
Well, I think there's idea. A difference between people getting excited about Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD and getting excited for, like, a Call of Duty. I don't think people would be as forgiving about not having a physical media for a game like Call of Duty. But a game like Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix, it's more like a bite-sized, like, okay, hey, there's a little fan service. You wouldn't expect it to be on a disc.
Yeah, but tell me this. I mean, you spend a lot of time at home because you work and you're just totally whipped. And it's, you know, would you rather just download? Would you download it? Just say, you know, Call of Duty, or would you rather drive 20 minutes up to the GameStop
location?
I'd
rather drive 20 minutes to get the physical media because that's just me. Me personally is the wrong person to ask because I love to have the physical media.
Yeah.
Because then I have my collection right there. I don't like iPods. I don't. I would much rather have physical CDs. And we already have that medium where you can download any song you want, any music you want, and you can have it on the go in this one little container. I'd much rather have my big giant book of CDs that I have. But that's just me.
I'm completely opposite of that. Nowadays for me, gas, big issue. Yeah. Big issue, especially going up to $4.
That's the thing we got to look at, too, is where's gas going to be?
So I know that also would affect us in the long run because I'm hearing that since the truckers who distribute the stuff,
right,
they have to charge more for the product because they're getting charged more for the gas at the pump. So for me, downloadable games.
Yeah, but you know what? If we get to the point of downloadable games, downloadable songs, downloadable TVs, downloadable fucking pizza... But nobody's ever going to go outside anymore. Nobody's ever going to actually get out and socialize. And socializing is not Xbox Live. That's not socializing.
I didn't say it was.
But if you don't have these things that force you out of the house, eventually you don't leave the house and you become antisocial.
Well, I don't have to leave the house now, but I do. I'm not that retarded to figure out that I
don't. You should leave the house. That's the thing. But if you eventually get to the point where you don't have to go out for anything, that's bad to me. I mean, I enjoy going out.
Grant, I'm speaking on a video game podcast, but what makes video games the be-all end-all of somebody's lifestyle?
It's not about that being the end-all be-all, but it's just slow progression of
different things. It's just another thing
that you don't have to go out of the house for, which I actually, you know, when a new game comes out, I would much rather like drive up to the store. we're going to lose things like midnight launches, which are exciting for me. I guess it's because I'm a geek, you know, but going and standing in line for a game is really kind of cool, you know, to
yeah.
me. Or actually going into the store and seeing all the people buying the game
yeah,
instead of just downloading it and talking
there.
To people about yeah. it. I mean, it's just a social thing. It's maybe a half hour of your time. It's not like you stand there for 10 hours unless you're creepy.
I still but, think. I
mean,
think
great.
Like me.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't get you wrong. I mean, I enjoy physical media, too. I mean, I'm on the same way like you. I'm not saying that I agree with what I'm saying myself. I'm just saying I just see it just knowing this lazy-ass country that we're in.
That's
right
what
now.
I fear.
I see, because
world.
Not
just this country.
Country.
We're all lazy.
Country. But I mean, I personally, like when I got the show, it was fun driving home and reading the instructions. Granted, you know,
you
look out for
not
me
do
on the
that.
Warning.
You're
do not
people.
Do what I do. Just, but
it also comes down to: is it cheaper for the publisher?
It's very cheaper for the publisher to have downloadable content.
Yeah.
I mean, downloadable. But at the same time, you're not hitting everybody because you know what? Not everybody's connected to the Xbox Live like we
some
are.
Some people have a computer.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So
well,
not everybody has access to all this stuff like we do.
Well, then unfortunately, you might get left behind.
You know what? That's not the way. Do you really think Activision is going to go, oh, those 2 million people that can't download it, fuck them, I'm not selling it? Are you crazy?
By then, you don't know what's going to happen.
No, not by then, never.
I don't agree with that. I don't.
No, because Activision is not just going to say, fuck those 2 million people.
Thing
I don't want to make that $50 million.
Thing is, though, in about 4 to 5 years from now, I do see as many people on having the internet as basic cable.
No, I don't see anything against that, but at the same time, you still got to convince people to hand out personal information to their bank accounts over the internet.
That's commonplace. That's not, commonplace.
It's not as common as you think it is.
Yeah, it really is.
Here's the thing, though. I think the cards, the money on cards where you just put in the code, like the Wii points or Microsoft points.
Where are you going to get those?
At a store.
So why don't you just buy the fucking game at the store? Seriously, that sounds redundant to
me. Here's the thing. The argument about Activision leaving money on the table for gamers that can't download it. The way technology works is there's a certain, when new technology is adopted, there's a certain grace period for people who haven't adopted it yet. And then it automatically moves on its own whether you've moved on or not. It did that with VHS. It did that with cassette tape. I mean, there are people out there who probably couldn't afford to buy a CD player, but guess what? They don't make cassette tapes.
The same
anymore.
Thing's going on with TV
and,
right now.
Yeah, I mean, you got digital, you're moving towards digital TV, mm-hmm. and it just there's a certain point where you can't let the stragglers hold you back anymore. You just have to say, you know what? If you can't move with the times, then
because
you're
let's face it, in the future, how many people 4 years down the road, how many people aren't going to have internet access?
You see that? But see, what you're arguing here is not an advance in technology. It's just a different way to distribute the technology.
No,
because,
it's an advance in technology.
Because downloading a song on iTunes and buying the CD in the store has not changed the fact that there are still physical CDs in the store, and people still want to go out and buy them.
No, it hasn't.
And
but it's
the,
really
the
hurt
song
the media,
you get,
though.
The song you get on iTunes is exactly the same song you get on the CD, right?
But
it's not like VHS quality to DVD quality. It's not a change in technology. It's a different distribution.
Yeah, a lot of people want to look. New Pennywise album is going to be.
That's fine. I don't disagree with the fact that they should have these things. I think these things are great, but I don't want them to have to become the standard and to think everybody's
but,
just going to accept it.
Honestly,
you know?
This isn't going to be a standard. It's just nice to have, maybe.
That's fine, and it's nice to have
and
now.
It's,
and it can be nice to have, but I don't think it'll ever
because and what he
it.
Said earlier, it will put people out of jobs and. The economy's already sucky enough. I don't see that happening.
Not right now.
Not right now, but not foreseeable. Not in
what
the
else
near
would
future.
Bring it? You know, the thing is, though, I mean, video games right now are kind of peaking.
Yeah.
So what could be
you know
the
what
big,
I
what,
would
what,
love
what could be video games downfall? What could be something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see somebody do a test on this to release a game as a downloadable option and a retail version and see which one sells more. So I guarantee it would be the retail one.
Microsoft
guarantee you.
Well, you're talking about now.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about
now. Talking about in the future,
right?
We're not
and
about
I wasn't
now.
Even talking about next gen. I'm talking about.
Yeah, this
right.
is
two
down
gens
the
down the road.
Yeah, way down the road. Yeah.
I still, you know, for so many people, like, because
like when you hit my age.
But here's the thing. If you do it that way, You kill a lot of hardcore gamers who love to collect.
I was trying to sag into the next question.
I know. I'm just saying, you kill a lot of people. We'll wrap this up now, but you kill a lot of what video gaming is about, which is how many people do you know that play games that love to collect them? How much do you love having your old systems in your garage or your closet or whatever?
Right. Yeah.
You will not be able to do that with games anymore if you do downloadable. It's all gone.
Virtual reality. That's the next step.
Virtual reality, my ass. This is a good question. We should go back to this eventually. This is very good.
I'm eager to see, though, if they... let's go with Microsoft. I want Microsoft to test that. Because they're already doing the backwards compatible.
I'd love to see it.
I think downloadable games are good for games that are part of the indie scene, of course. You know, because I see that the indie scene is going to keep getting bigger year by year.
Sure.
It's going to reach, like, almost the equivalent of... The AAA businesses, right. I think.
And the best years. Way to why get is them that? Out.
Why is that?
Yes.
Because the escalating cost of, like, you know, instead of making a $30 million game, you could make a game that costs, you know, $100,000, and it'll be just as good.
And the best way to get them out, because they don't have the money, is downloadable.
Right. Yeah. And also... Downloadable games.
See, that's what kills me. Is I'm not arguing this. Right. I'm just saying you're not going to make Call of Duty 4 a downloadable game.
On the collector side of it, I definitely understand where you're going because I love physical media too.
Right.
But the bottom line is just because it's not physical media doesn't stop the collector side of it because you said yourself earlier that it bothers you if an arcade game comes out that you don't have. That's still a collection.
It's still a collection to me digitally.
It's not a hard disk collection, but it's still a collection.
No, but so, you know, you look at like down the road when I get to a point where the 360 is considered classic to me, I'm not going to look at I have those anymore. It's not going to be part of my collection anymore. It's just collection to me now. Right. At that point, the only thing that'll be collection to me is the physical box games that I still have from the 360.
Gotcha.
So. And that's why, like, when I got rid of my Wii the first time, it was like, oh, I lost all my games. It sucks, but, oh, well, they weren't really in my collection anyway, I guess.
Here's another thing to consider. Do you really want to buy a game that's, like, 300 megabytes, but you have to buy it on a Blu-ray disc?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'd love physical media. Do you tell me you don't? I know you do.
I love physical media.
That's what I'm saying. It's so, like, there's so much involved in, like, the box art and the casing and the instruction book.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody in this room really wants the digital download feature, but I think we can all pretty much see it coming.
Right. Well, that's the thing, too, is, like, because right now all these developers are worried about the size of Blu-ray, you know, like, with this whole Metal Gear argument of is 50 gigabytes too much, yada, yada, yada. Not all developers can afford to put this stuff on the size of a media. But if we're all going to be forced onto a new, bigger DVD, not everybody's going to utilize that space, which you may be throwing money away. So what's the alternative? Of course, digital downloading. Yeah. So anyway. But that could be, like I said, about when you reach my age, which leads us to the next
second
question.
To that, we're going to take one more question, then we're going to end the show and leave the rest of the questions for next week because we have ran deep.
Right, deep.
So we're in a little way too deep, but we'll go on to the next question, which will be the last one. It comes from Nade Magnet. And we will get to the other questions next week, don't worry.
Yeah.
The next question comes from Nade Magnet. Wants to know, how old are you guys? Just asking because I joined a Call of Duty 4 clan and found out I was the old man in the team at 43. The youngest... was 13. I never thought of myself as an old fart until that moment. There are a couple of other players in their late 30s, early 40s, but the majority are in their teens and 20s. I love playing FPSs on my PS3 whenever I can. Being a new father, it's hard to find time. Now that I think of it, I don't have any friends my age that really do play video games. Most of my cousins or friends that play are quite a bit younger than me. I'd rather play games... then watch the insipid crap that's on TV.
Amen.
Yeah.
I hear the average age of gamers these days is in their 30s. Do you guys know any old fart gamers? Well, yes, we have one right here on the show.
I'm not quite 43 yet, though.
No, you're not. No.
I'm actually what do you call it when you
the
reverse
eldest?
The numbers?
When you reverse the numbers?
Yeah. Take two numbers. I'm 34.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's like a palindrome.
Yeah,
the numbers.
Something like that, yeah. Yes. Anyway, actually, I have a regular customer who is also on my gamer tag list, the name of Mark Scott. I don't know if you remember Mark Scott.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, he's 62. That's awesome. And he looks like 45, 50. Cause he still looks very
young. So he does other things besides play games.
Right.
See?
But he's
What is that arguing about?
But he's an avid gamer, actually, to the point where he's tired of hearing me talk about the show and almost going to buy a PS3 just for the show. But, you know, at 62, he's a very hardcore gamer, so...
So we do have a few young.
What was the old lady that used to work or used to come in and shop all the time at EB?
Oh,
years ago?
I can't think of her name.
But she was like
Brenda
in her,
Davis.
Yeah, she was in her what
she 70s, was 70s,
right?
And she was
and
still.
Art
gaming.
Was in his late 60s.
Yep. What about Ed?
Ed,
Phil's in his mid 50s.
Phil's in his 50s. He still games.
My dad games. He's 54. No, he'd be 54. Yeah. He'd be 55 this year. So he's 54.
I think there's a lot more. Gamers that are in the late 20s to early 40s demographic, but they're not coming out of the woodworks because obviously life slapped them in the face and said,
"Well, yeah,
there's other things to do now."
I don't get on as much as nearly as I used to.
Right. But I think, for better or for worse, the Wii's reawakening some of those youthful senses. Yeah. Right. As much as I bash the Wii for bringing in gamers who shouldn't be there, but it's also bringing people back.
Yeah.
Right.
Remembering the games that they grew up
playing. The good old days.
Yeah, because I don't know how many times people be like, oh, I'm buying this game for my son, but I don't really play games that much. I haven't really played since Pac-Man and stuff.
Right.
And this is kind of bringing them back into
the
fold.
Wii is the gateway drug.
I think, exactly.
You see, the whole thing when people say, oh, I haven't played a game since Pac-Man, that's almost, to me, when I hear that, that's almost like the equivalent of some guy saying, yeah, I haven't seen a movie since they started making them in color.
Truth.
Yeah.
So anyway, to wrap this up.
Well, you got to answer his question.
Yeah, we didn't answer his question.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sorry.
To wrap this up.
Trying to jump ahead.
We got a 34-year-old.
Ryan the Boogeyman's 34 years old.
Mr. Wombat.
The Wombat is 26 years old.
26 years old.
I had to stop and think about it for a second.
Mr. Wolverine.
I'm 26 going on 27.
27 in May.
May.
And Mr. Khan.
Yeah, I'm 29, and next month, April the 19th, I will be 30.
We need to throw you a party.
The big 30.
We'll get you a stripper.
Woo!
Wow. And your host is 28 years old. We'll be 29 this year. So
cool.
We are still, most of us, in our 20s.
Right.
Some of us haven't hit the big 3 decades yet.
Boom, boom, boom.
And that wraps up, once again, epic show. But like I said, we will finish these questions because there's some good ones down there.
Absolutely.
And I really wanted to get to them, but we don't need a show that's longer than the Lord of the Rings movies.
Right. And actually, I won't be here next week. I'll be in sunny Florida.
Yes.
So I hope you guys have a...
suck.
We training with the Reds?
I am, yeah. No, I hope you guys have a good show next week. And I'm going to miss not answering these questions that are left. But
you will indeed.
It might be a kind of a quiet podcast because I probably won't. No, I got to work next week, so I won't be here either. So.
My goodness.
Wow. Oh, haven't had that. Dang. Splitter.
All right. But we're going to get out of here. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we hope you made it to the end.
Yeah.
But,
if you did, give yourself a round of applause.
It's an epic episode.
Go get a cookie.
And we're glad all of you at work finally had something to keep you occupied through your work time.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Khan, send us out.
I clench my fist and hide where the shadows hide from light as a woman cries into the night. A man he slowly dies, misfortune stabbing from my night. His love.
the switch is thrown as I say all my last goodbyes, and my soul floats on up high into the night. Now my soul floats on up high into the night, into the night.
This is the sound check.
I feel anyone you've missed the point of the sound check.
Gabba gabba hey!
Hey, gabba gabba hey! Sound check, sound check!
Sound check! Killer Wolverine's an Xbox 360 fanboy.
Am not.
Am too.
I like the PS3. I'm hardcore PS3.
You're hardcore PS3?
Yes. I am hardcore Atari Lynx.
My nose is bleeding.
I will not give it up for anybody. Atari Lynx, I play it 24/7. I play it in my sleep.
You play 27 dresses?
I play 27 what? Dresses. Find me a man, because I'm whore and I can't keep my legs closed.
Wow.
Wow.
Alrighty then.
I like lifting up 27 dresses.
I'm glad we finally made a joke about somebody not being able to keep their legs closed.
That's the first.
I know.
And
I've
it's
been
in the
out.
It's in the outtake.
Yeah. It's a landmark achievement, if you will.
That word.
You get 10 gamers. Gamer.
That's the 27 addresses achievement. Whore.
No, it gives you 27 points just to piss you off.
Right.